This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Welcome to the A1 Organics Game of the Week. Here's Jerry Schemel and Bruce Dick.
Folks, welcome to our broadcast. Jerry Schemel, Bruce Dick here tonight from PSD District Stadium alongside the high school. That's Timnath High School. It's Timnath tonight, the Cubs hosting the Wellington Eagles. Welcome to our broadcast, brought to you by A1 Organics. It is our game of the week tonight. We skipped last week because of the UNC game on Friday night. We're back in action tonight with our game of the week. Bruce, let's talk about this atmosphere first. Number one, the facility. What a great stadium and turf that we're looking at for this press box.
Well, absolutely. Just adjacent to Timnath High School, Middle School, and the crowd is already, you know, coming in, Jerry. We expect a large crowd. I'm guessing there'll be over 3,000 people here tonight. And this has been a rivalry from day one. Schools built identical. The kids all came as, these seniors came as freshmen. They had one class ahead of them because they entered as freshmen, sophomores. But Wellington's held the edge all 4 years. Timnath says, wait till this year.
Both teams are 2-0 on the season. One of those wins for Wellington was a forfeit last week. Officially, they win the game 2-0, so they've only played one game. Bruce, how would that affect the Eagles only playing one game and Timnath playing two?
Definite advantage, Timnath.
Yeah.
You early in the season, you want to play games. They were able to have a good opening game against Severance High School, and they won that game, and looking forward to a game against Montezuma Cortez, and then all of a sudden that bubble's burst a little bit. You know, you're expecting a home game, and it doesn't happen as much as you, I think, tell your kids, hey, it's all about practice right now. Let's get ready for the Cubs. Nothing replaces the experience of playing a game.
Yeah, we keep the nature of the game in mind. You don't play one, you got to wait another week to play a game, so you're going 2 weeks before game between games. Baseball, basketball, different. You're going to play in the next couple of weeks. Let me ask you other question before we go to break, Bruce. The weather, hot again, 92 degrees, and I walked in the stadium. Did that affect play tonight?
Absolutely, and we're on turf.
Yeah.
Yeah, the turf intensifies the heat as well. I'm sure they're waiting until that, you know, early start, 6:30, so that sun's very visible on the field right now. But, trainers and coaches try to prep their kids as far as hydration, but does the heat have an effect? Absolutely.
We'll take our first break in our A1 Organics Game of the Week tonight here in Timnath. Wellington on the road at Timnath tonight. Should be a great matchup. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back. This is Preps Football on KFKA. Welcome back to our broadcast booth here tonight at PSD Stadium, right next to Timnath High School. Jerry Schemel and Bruce Dick with you. Let me correct something I said. Bruce indicated this to me during the break. We did have a game last week. 2 weeks ago we had that day off because of the UNC game. I want to tell you that our scoreboard is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your family safe on the road to all practices and games with Napa Auto Parts, locally owned and now have 12 locations across northern Colorado. Napa wishes all northern Colorado prep athletes the best of luck this season. Timnath at home against Wellington. Let's talk about this matchup, Bruce. And I asked you before we came on the air, and you said Timnath may be slight favorites tonight. You still sticking with that?
Now, I believe that was Mr. Abshire.
Are you agreeing with him?
You know, this is a tough match to call.
Yeah.
Until somebody knocks Wellington off, I can't go against the Wellington Eagles. Now, is this year for Timnath? They say yes. They've got, and here's their indication, Jerry, they've gotten better every year since the school opened, and they have always played Wellington tough. Even when Timnath was down, Wellington was up, it was a good game. This has not been a blowout contest by any means. If I had to pick the game, I think the Cubs might not win.
Oh, really? Okay. I wasn't sure where you were
but
going
But I'm
there.
Not sure. This is a hard one.
It's a flip the coin up.
And here's why it's hard, especially both very well-coached teams.
Yeah. Yep.
Jason Robinson has just shown that improvement year after year. Wellington, on the other hand, from the start, they got a big group of kids from Poudre High School that would have been athletes at Poudre High School. These kids gelled immediately in the football program under the direction of Coach Peoples, and he, from the beginning, he started them in the weight room. He gave them confidence. Play a division lower, as well. So I'm just very excited about the matchup tonight.
How about Timnath and their coach, Jason Robinson? You talked about him. Their first two games, 28-0, they beat Berthoud in week one, and then they beat Severance 19-6. So they really have not
impressive
been
impressive wins.
They really haven't been tested yet. Now they got Wellington. That should be a test.
It should be a test, but Berthoud was an impressive opening win because Berthoud played a zero week game and went to Fort Morgan and took care of the Mustangs. They got off to a great start. Then that second week could not move the ball against the Cubs.
All right, you had a couple players, one from each team, on your show this week. Talk about how those interviews went.
Brayton Meglin, the junior running back, also cornerback, terrific two-way player. This kid would play for anybody in the state of Colorado.
Really?
He's very, very talented and great speed. But he's sharing that running back spot. They have, three, possibly even four running backs. Kyle Kisner had a great year last year also. And then Riley Gerhart, new from their JV squad, and he has been very impressive early in the season as well. Of course, just one game to base it on.
Yeah, Brayton Meglin two weeks ago, 20 carries, 98 yards, and touchdown to lead his team. What about the Timnath Cubs? Who'd you have from that
we
team?
We had Ivan Hochhalter.
Yep.
This kid, he has been Mr. Cub for 4 years. A four-year player. He just has grown with this program. This guy is all over the field defensively. Linebacker, he's going to, I made the comment on today's show, we're going to say Meglin gets the ball tackled by Hochhalter. These two guys are going at it, but he also can release and get into coverage. Very active already on the year, has an interception and a fumble recovery.
Should be a good matchup tonight. We're excited about our matchup. It's our A1 Organics game of the week, our Preps football game tonight on KFKA. We've got Timnath at home against Wellington. We'll take another break, come back, and continue our pregame show. This is Preps football on KFKA. It is our A1 Organics game of the week tonight at PSD Stadium, Timnath, Colorado. Timnath at home against Wellington. Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick with you. We always look at matchups in a game, and I think any football game, you have to look at the key position offensively. That's the quarterback spot. Let's look at that matchup. Let's start with the visitors. They'll go with Eli Lavelle. He's a senior in that game one, 3 for 5, just 5 attempts passing for 65 yards. They like to run the ball, obviously. Talk about this guy, this senior.
Eli sat off. Obviously behind Tanner Gray for most of his career through his junior year. But this kid has the team has so much confidence in this kid. You can just tell talking to the players, throws the ball well, dual threat type of kid. What's impressive is as little as he may have played previously, when he did come in, Jerry, he was very impressive. In fact, he led a winning touchdown drive against these Cubs 2 years ago.
Wow.
So confidence, yes. I think that's a plus for Wellington. Not going to play, as Coach Peoples says, you don't replace Tanner Gray body-wise, but you can replace him using the abilities that Eli possesses. So a lot of confidence. On the other side, we have Jackson Craig. Interesting story. This is somewhat, I guess, is the way it is in Colorado high school sports these days. Attended Timnath as a freshman. Transferred to Roosevelt thinking that he was going to maybe be the guy. I can't put those words, you know, those aren't his words, but went to Roosevelt. Things obviously didn't mix well, and comes back to Timnath his junior year, was denied eligibility.
Wow.
So he did not play as a junior, and very talented.
Yeah.
Coach Robinson said, you know, wait till you see this kid. He can flat out play, has a, you know, a terrific arm. Already three touchdown passes on the year, close to 300 yards in the two games played. So very interesting quarterback situation for both teams.
Yeah, certainly got quarterback size you like to see. 6'3", 175.
Yeah.
He's 16 for 35, 272 yards and three touchdowns in the first two games for Timnath. The offensive line and defensive line for Wellington, let's talk about them for a moment. Big boys, Bruce.
Oh, big boys. I mean, Jared Kennedy, 6'3", Jerry, 270. Then you go with AJL Sheldenhelm. He's 6'5", 290. This sounds like a college offensive line. Nathaniel Culbertson, 5'10", 270. And then round out on the offensive line, Peyton Cushman, 6'1". 245. How about that?
Those are big boys. Now, just because you're
this
big,
is, this is 2A football.
Yeah, this is 2A football. Just because you're big doesn't mean you get the job done, and we'll see how Timnath responds to that tonight. Should be a great match, as we talking about. We're excited about the matchup tonight. Timnath at home against Wellington. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and get you Preps football tonight. It's our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Timnath at home against Wellington. We're back in a moment.
Good morning, NOCO is on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 FM, K276GU, and 1310 AM, KFKA. Greeley.
You're listening to our A1 Organics Game of the Week prep football tonight on KFKA. The radio booth here at the stadium next to Timnath High School is brought to you by High Desert Irrigation. Mario and Destiny Gomez are the owners of High Desert Irrigation and want to save farmers' backs across NOCO. Get a rain key center pivot on your farm and save your back and up to 60% of water usage. Their number, 970-353-1621. We thought we had a little more time than we actually have. They had 6 minutes on the clock. They took that off, and they put the 12 minutes on to start the ball game, and now we're going to get our national anthem. So we'll take one more quick break. We'll come back and get the game started, the kickoff here from Timnath High School. Preps football is right here on KFKA.
Swing into Eaton A&W for great food from a great small-town supporter of Northern Colorado Athletics. Eaton A&W serves up the classics, from the bacon cheeseburgers and the mouth-watering cheese curds to the ice-cold, freshly brewed root beer poured into a frosty mug. And every Tuesday, it's Papa Tuesday. Grab that legendary Papa Burger combo for just $5.99. Great flavors, friendly faces, and a place the whole community loves. Eaton A&W, stop in today.
As summer winds down, the fun is just getting started at Greeley Museums. Saturday, September 5th, Fiesta in the Plaza at Centennial Village Museum starts at 3 p.m. This year's Fiesta in the Plaza features charro performances, activities, art, free food, and more. And admission is free. Then get those costumes ready for Halloween trick or treat with activities, treats, and community booths. This fall tradition is from 2 to 6 p.m. For more information, visit greeleymuseums.com.
The Broncos.
Bills rush five. Bow in the pocket. Hit as he throws. Throws the ball. Fades. Deep corner. Caught. Touchdown. Marvin Mims.
The Nuggets.
Jokic. Great pass. Layup is up and in. Christian Brown. Monster triple-double for Jokic.
The Rockies.
Freeland is set. Bases full. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side with the bases loaded.
The Avalanche.
Turned over. Lekkonen. Near side. McKinnon. One-timer. He scores. Nathan McKinnon, 40 goals on the season. His 13th multi-goal game of the year. That's the most in team history.
High school sports.
Going back in the backfield again as Hunt gets a handoff, breaks a tackle, and then breaks another one. He's in the end zone for a touchdown.
Hear the Big Four in local high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's finally here. Football season. And at Big City Roadhouse, there's not a bad seat in the house.
They're going bigger this year with all TVs upgraded and updated to ensure you have the best football watching spot in town. And on Sundays, enjoy $1.50 off on pints all day. The food is amazing, the ambiance is unbeatable, and the service is number one. Happy football season, Northern Colorado. Come watch with us. Big City Roadhouse, Big City Flavor, Roadhouse Comfort.
Mosquito season this year is serious. Mosquitoes in Weld and Larimer counties have tested positive for the West Nile virus. Protect your family and pets with help from Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Mosquito Joe offers professional mosquito flea and tick control for residential, commercial, and outdoor event spaces. Their barrier sprays and all-natural treatment options keep your yard bite-free, and their licensed techs put your safety first using treatments designed for families, pets, and pollinators. Take control by visiting noco.mosquitojoe.com.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Timnath High School in our stadium, PSD Stadium. Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick with you on our A1 Organics Game of the Week on this 9/11, 25th anniversary of 9/11. We were born by then and have a recollection of it, know exactly where we were when we heard about 9/11. I sure do. Bruce does as well. And we certainly honor those who were affected by that terrible tragedy. And as well, we got, an Army helicopter flying by.
That's a military appreciation tonight here. At the PSD Stadium, home of the Cubs, and somewhat Wellington. They play their home games on their campus, so these two teams somewhat do have their own home field.
I can't get over the crowd tonight. They're still coming in.
They are still streaming in. I'm sure they're not getting those tickets scanned as fast as people want right now, but great crowd tonight. And as we look across, Jerry, Wellington, well traveled, of course. What is it, 6 miles from school to school approximately? But what a fun night, great weather, and here we go.
Yeah, great weather indeed. Sun starting to set behind the stadium. It'll be Timnath receiving the opening kickoff. I'm sorry, they'll be kicking off Timnath, and the Eagles will be receiving on a beautiful night for football. Starting to cool off a little bit, a little warm in the press box here. And we've got as well a lot of company in the press box. We welcome that. Of course, in high school preps, you're going to do that. You're going to fit in wherever they can put you, and that's what we got tonight. Good to have you on board. What a beautiful stadium. Here's the approach and the kick. That's Carter Morris kicking off, and, man, taking that to the 5-yard line, out to the 10, the 15, the 20, upended over the 20-yard line, about the 22, and that's where Wellington will start, first and 10 on their first possession.
Really good kick coverage by the Cubs on this opening kick, and you could even tell on this kickoff, man, these guys are fired up. They're ready to hit somebody across the field, and here we go.
Eli Lavelle is that quarterback, as you talked about, a 5'11", 170 senior. He has thrown only 5 passes all year long. This team loves to run, and they run it very, very well. They got 3 backs in the backfield. They shift now. Quarterback is under center. That's Lavelle. Double tight ends, no receivers, and a pitch to the right side and getting up the middle for maybe a couple of yards, out to about the 25-yard line. That'll be second down, a short gain on first down, gain of 3.
Yeah, Brayton Meglin, who we talked about earlier on the coverage, gets the first handoff, and as you said, Jerry, about 3 yards.
And again, they'll keep it on the ground. Wellington loves to run. They do have a receiver split to the right now. Tight end is set to the left side. 2 backs in the backfield, and the quarterback under center is Lavelle. Again, a handoff to left side, trying to break a tackle. Kisner gets outside, close to first down yardage. He might be a little bit shy. Try to turn that corner on the left side. Did so. Comes up about a yard or 2 short of that first down.
Excellent lead block for Kisner, and he read that play very well. Got to the outside, but pretty good closure by the Cubs as well.
So third down and short. Third down and 1 to go for the Eagles on their opening possession. They're in the shade. They break huddle with 2 tight ends, 2 backs. And a quarterback sneak is going to get the first down across the 35 to about the 38-yard line is a quarterback, Eli Lavelle. First and 10, Eagles.
Well, Eli Lavelle, that's a typical Tanner Gray play from previous years. It's somewhat like a reverse pivot out of that quarterback situation, and he just turns upfield.
Impressive run there. He turned that corner and broke a tackle and got that first down yardage.
when you read the description in Eli Lavelle, it lists him as a dual threat kid. And like you said, only thrown five passes so far.
I formation behind Lavelle this time. There's a wing to the right now in motion. Looked like there might be a penalty. There is a stop play before the play develops. I think it might be against Tinmouth on the offsides.
Yeah, looks like in, not just an encroachment. Tried to time that snap and came across the line of scrimmage.
So Eagles take their 5 yards. First down and five now for Wellington. Line of scrimmage now, the 43-yard line. Those are the football right there at the 43.
Sawyer O'Brien, number 71. Boy, he's the center. He directs that offensive line.
Under center again, and a handoff up the middle, breaking a couple tackles in for a first down to midfield. Boy, good hard running there for Wellington, which they do so very well. Another first down for the Eagles.
Boy, Jerry, that was great ball handling by Eli Lavelle as well. As I looked both directions thinking that play might be going wide, but he had handed it off for the play up the middle.
It looks like smash-mouth football, running that football for Wellington.
Yeah, what do you think their game plan was early, huh?
Yeah. Double tight ends again. There's a handoff to Kisner. He's going to break a tackle. He's got room inside enemy territory, 30, the 20-yard line, and down there. Caught from behind, nearly broke it. Kyle Kisner with a big run. First down and 10, Eagles.
Boy, Kisner, he is explosive. He gets that inside handoff, and that big line gave him some space for the big gain. And they're at the 21-yard line now, first and 10.
Yeah, big run there. Chris broke a couple tackles, a line of scrimmage. Again, receiver split to the right this time. That's Joe Noble. He's out to the right side, tight end to the right. Two backs in that backfield. Again, the handoff goes to Kisner, trying to pick his way. Breaks a tackle, gets inside the 15-yard line, still on his feet, and gang tackled near the 10. Boy, good second effort there. It's going to get him about 8 yards on first down.
You know, 6 yards was his quickness. 2 yards was a weight room. That's the weight room right there. That strength carrying several defenders for an extra 2 yards.
Kisner, 12 carries, 64 yards coming in the first two games. Now Meglin is the halfback, I formation. Meglin gets the pitch. He cuts inside, makes a nice move, gets inside the 10-yard line and down to about the 7.
That's the first time Eli has actually pitched the ball. Everything else has been a handoff.
Just keeping the ball on the ground on the left hash mark. The line of scrimmage is the 12-yard line of Timnath. Impressive drive all on the ground so far for the Eagles. First down and 10. There's a pitch again. This one goes Kisner left side, breaks a tackle, and near the end zone down to about the 1-yard line. Broke that tackle line of scrimmage quickly ahead to the one stop there, short of the goal line.
Excellent tackle by the Cubs as well to keep him out of the end zone.
Second down for the Eagles. Man, the line of scrimmage, the 2-yard line.
First and goal, down, Jerry.
Yep. That is a first down. So first and goal at the one for the Eagles. And here's a keeper for the quarterback, Lavelle. Did he get inbound in the end zone? He did. Touchdown. Just across the line. A score for Wellington. 6-0 they lead.
Eli Lavelle, somewhat similar to a quarterback sneak, but he takes that little reverse pivot and just goes upfield, and he gets in the end zone.
Isel Ruiz is the kicker. He'll try the extra point. He's got Lavelle holding for him. Boy, impressive drive all on the ground for Wellington. That big offensive line, they ran behind and did a great job doing it. Here's the snap, and the kick is up on the way, and it is good. Impressive drive. 7-0. Wellington takes the lead in this first quarter.
Hey, football fans. Jack Zeeble here, starting center for the Bears, and I'm honored to tell you about one of my team's biggest supporters and how they can protect your commercial, industrial, or residential property. Keep your property safe with Interior Sprinkler Systems. For fire suppression and safety, you can count on Interior Sprinkler Systems for exceptional service. They cover everything from sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods and paint booths, and fire alarms. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. That's interiorsprinkler.com.
NFL coverage is on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're in the first quarter in our E1 Organics game of the week here in Timnath. Wellington takes the lead 7-0 on a very impressive drive. Everything on the ground, Bruce. This is kind of what you previewed in that pregame show was this is the offensive attack for Wellington.
This is what they want to do. They have obviously several running backs, but to follow that big line, let them create some holes and try simply just to march it down the field. Impressive first quarter drive.
Ruiz will kick off from this 40-yard line. There's his approach in the shade, and the kick is on the way. It's going to be taken at about the 10-yard line. Looked like he went to a knee, did not. Stayed up, 20-yard line, flag on the play, turns a corner, and they stepped out of bounds, or did he? He's across the 40, actually. We'll see what the penalty is about. I think it's going to be against Timnath.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be a block in the back, illegal block. The reception was at the 10-yard line, and, you get it out to the 40. That's one of those penalties you just don't like to start your game off offensively. And instead of being at the 40-yard line, Jerry, they're going to be at the 23-yard line. Or actually the 18-yard line.
18-yard line. It's a costly penalty there. So holding on the return. And here's the first possession for the Cubs. Their quarterback is Jackson Craig. 6'3", 175, and a senior. He's in the shotgun, got a back with him to his left. Gets that snap, hands off the back, and runs into trouble at the line of scrimmage. Knocked down right there. May have lost a yard as well on the play. Nothing doing for Timnath on their first play.
Yeah, let's see how long it takes Timnath to go to the air. They have three excellent wideouts in Ryan Waymire, Jackson Barker, and Landon George.
Max Slipperly is in the backfield with the quarterback. Craig in that shotgun gets that belt high snap, rolls to his right side, going to put the ball in the air, flicks it to the right side. It's caught at about the 28-yard line. Close to a first down and a good catch across the way. Near first down yards, might be about a yard or two shy.
I love the colors of these Timnath uniforms, but boy, are those numbers, the gold numbers, they are difficult to read from afar.
They are that, so bear with us tonight. If we don't get the number right away, we'll see if we can figure it out. Do have binoculars with us, so that would help a little bit as well.
I think that was Breck Ader on the reception, senior wide receiver, multi-sport athlete for the Cubs.
Now Jackson Craig in that shotgun. It is a yard to go. So third down and one. Here's his snap, hands off, and slips in the backfield at about the 25-yard line, and that's going to be a loss of yardage.
That's a loss of yardage, which I'm sure will induce a punt situation for the Cubs deep in their territory.
They're going to have to punt it away. Topi Walters is their punter. He is back there standing at about his 10-yard line, so punt this one away. So nothing doing for Timnath on their first possession. And it's going to be Brayton Maitland back deep to receive the punt for Wellington. High snap, and the kick is away. It might have been partially blocked. It lands to the 30-yard line, rolls ahead to about the 37-yard line, and that's it. That's in Timnath territory, so great field position for Wellington to start their second possession.
Boy, that, rushing that punter, the lineman just couldn't hold him out, and they're fortunate that that was just tipped. That could have been easily a block into the deeper into their territory.
So Wellington gets it first and 10 at 37 of Timnath. Receiver to the right side, lone back in the backfield. Under center is Lavelle. He's going to hand it off. This one at the line of scrimmage. Riley Gearhard is hit and maybe dropped for a loss. Hit the line of scrimmage and move backward. Forward progress gets him back about the line of scrimmage.
The third running back utilized already in this quarter by the Eagles.
Riley Gearhard is a junior, 6 foot, 200, so he's got great size. 9 carries coming in, 61 yards. So no gain. Second down and 10 for the Eagles. Under center is Eli Lavelle. Got Gearhard behind him, man in motion. Meglin drops straight back to pass, going to put the ball in the air, fires it long to left side, and it is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver and out of bounds.
That's Brayton Meglin utilizing that speed. Very good coverage, and I believe that coverage. I think that was number 13 for the Eagles. Yeah. Or for the Cubs, rather.
Yeah, tough to see those numbers from up here. So incomplete pass, third down and 10 to go. It's like a passing down again for the Eagles. We'll see what they have in mind.
And that was Caden Pointer on the coverage.
Going in motion, sets up as a tight end left. Lavelle play action, looking left again. Fires that left side, same play downfield. This one is caught, inbounds, touchdown. What a pass. It is Brayton Meglin at the receiving end. Another score for Wellington.
Meglin comes back and says, you know what, I got a step. I can do this. And they go back to that same play, and he gets a step. And, wow, Jerry, impressive.
Yes, it was. Great pass that time from Lavelle. Same play. Man in motion was Meglin from right to left, and he caught the ball near the goal line and got in. And Ruiz will try the extra point. He's already hit one tonight in this first quarter. A 13-0
lead. Can't duplicate speed.
Yep, no question. The snap and the kick is on the way, and this one is also good. Early lead, 14-0 Wellington in the first quarter. We'll take a break. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Fall is here in Northern Colorado, and you never know what the weather has in store. But at the Back Nine in Timnath, it's always perfect golf weather. Play world-famous courses on our premium full-swing simulators 24/7. And we've got an exclusive deal just for KFKA listeners. Use promo code KFKA and get your first month of membership 50% off. Become a member and play unlimited golf. Or just book a public tee time and come check us out. Rain, snow, or shine, it's always tee time at the Back Nine. Visit theback9golf.com and use promo code KFKA today.
Good morning, NOCO. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're in the first quarter here at PSD Stadium next to Timnath High School. And 14-0, Wellington has taken the lead over the Cubs. They'll kick off here. And Timnath looking for some offense with their second possession. They got stymied in that first one. We got shadows on about half the field now. The middle third or so, or a little bit more than that, is covered in the shadows. And then here and there, you got some shadows as well. So in the sunshine still, some of the players. There's Ruiz with the approach and his kick. High end-over-end kick going to be taken at the 11-yard line. Out to the 15, the 20, trying to turn the corner to the 20-yard line, and does so, then hit from behind, out of bounds at about the 26, 27-yard line, and that's where Timnath will start.
Well, I think this is a very important possessions for the Cubs right now. You know, you're down 14-0. It's early, but they have to produce some first downs. They show a lot of ads here, Jerry.
Yeah.
So when we look up to look for that time once in a while, see it right away.
Yep. We do know it's 14-0 Wellington. So Jackson Craig in that shotgun, man in motion. He's going to hand the ball off, trying to turn the corner, and can't do that. Hit down at about the 22-yard line. Great pursuit again by Wellington. Tried that in reverse. It just did not work. It'll be a loss of a yard or two on the play.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it. Suit. They just swarmed to the football.
So a loss of 3, they will call it. Second down and 13 to go for Timnath. We know we're in the first quarter. We're not seeing the scoreboard clock, though. We can't tell you exactly how much time is left. Jackson Craig in that shotgun. He gets that snap, going to hand the ball off to the right side, getting across the 25, then hit down right there, and gets to about the 29-yard line. So pretty good gain on second down. Gets back to about the 30-yard line, so it'll be third down and long. Jackson Craig getting the play from the sidelines, and he jogs in. Got an empty backfield now. He's the quarterback in that shotgun. Receivers two left and two right with a tight end to the right as well. Passing down here at third and six. Gets that snap. Steps up in the pocket. He's got some room. Got to tuck it up and run. The 30, the 35, the 40. Slides down at the 42-yard line. And that's good for Timnath first down.
Excellent play by Jackson Craig. You know, he dropped back, read it, didn't feel comfortable, saw that opening, and he showed his good speed turning upfield as well.
Yeah, impressive speed there at 6'3", 175. He took that ball up, and he had room, and he took advantage of it. So line of scrimmage, the 40 for Timnath. Again, empty backfield besides the quarterback. In that shotgun is Craig, gets it, will shovel pass, and a break and a tackle, 40 to 45, and knocked down about the 46-yard line.
Fumble on the play, Jerry.
There is a fumble, and it is recovered by Wellington. You're right, Bruce, I didn't see that. A fumble recovered by the Eagles.
You know, such a productive play, but did he get hit hard?
Man. Yeah, that was a pop. So Wellington again with great field position at the Timnath 46-yard line. And the Eagles have done nothing but move the football. They got a touchdown in the air and a touchdown on the ground.
I think there must be a malfunction on the scoreboard as well, as we're not getting the time and the down situation.
We do it here, first down and 10 for Wellington. Quick pitch left side. This one goes to Kisner. He's trying to turn that corner. Breaks a tackle. Fumbles a football. It's loose. It is, I believe, picked up by Timnath, and they've got it at the 45-yard line.
Wow.
Ball bounced around a couple times. Timnath with the ball.
We get the favor. We give the favor back. Two consecutive fumbles on the play, and, boy, that's something Timnath probably needed at this stage of the game. And they will get they will be now in Wellington territory. Oh no, they must have said he was down before he was able to advance it.
Yep.
So they do move the ball back into Cub territory at the 47-yard line.
So first and 10 there for the Cubs. Jackson Craig in the shotgun for his team. Two receivers are right, tight end to the right side. Man in motion, right to left. Craig gets that snap, looks to his left. He's got time in the pocket. Going to fire the right side this time. Long pass downfield is tipped away and out of bounds at about the 20-yard line.
Nice
three
coverage.
Defenders were there.
Yeah, nice coverage by Loyal Scott on that. Just stayed with that receiver. Actually, the offensive player did a pretty good job of breaking that up as well.
Yep,
that could have been an interception.
Three defenders here. You just want to bat that ball away if you can. That's what happened. So second down and 10. With protection that time, but the offensive line for Jackson Craig. Yeah, lots of time. And the line of scrimmage at Timnath 47. Craig in that shotgun like we normally see him. Two receivers to the right side. Gets that snap, looks to the left, swings a pass left side. Got some room with the 50, a 45. He could go all the way. It's a 30, 20, 15, 10, and rustled out of bounds inside the 5-yard line.
Wellington, Jerry's not on this side, but they're going to say our defensive guy was possibly held. And no flag comes out. Nice run, and, hey, the Cubs are in business.
Yes, they are. Move the football now. They'll have it first and goal at the 3-yard line. Good look and play that time by the Cubs. Again, the apology, the uniform number is so difficult to read. But it's first and goal. We know that Max Cipperly is in the backfield with the quarterback. Got two backs back there with him now. Now they split, and the tight end to the right side. And in motion left to right. Handoff goes to Slippery. He's got some room. Dives inside the end zone for a touchdown. Timnath comes right back with their own touchdown, which they needed, and they got a chance to cut that lead in half.
Nice run there, and boy, that line did a great job of creating some space.
Max Cipperly with the carry, 3-yard touchdown run. He had 8 carries for 17 yards coming in. And Timnath to try the extra point. 14-6 for the moment. And the kick is on the way by Carter Morris, and it is good. Nice drive there. Impressive one for Timnath. They score to get on the scoreboard. 14-7. It is Wellington with the lead. We'll take a quick break. This is Preps Football on KFKA. Annex game of the week. We have a good one so far in this first quarter. We thought it would be a great matchup. Wellington leading 14-7 over Timnath. We're in the first quarter. Wish we could tell you how much time is left, but the clock is malfunctioning. We don't know. Kickoff by Timnath. It could be taken at the 5-yard line by Wellington. And out to the 30 and across the 30, or 25, I should say, out the 26-yard line is where Wellington will start first and 10.
Well, this Cub defense, if they can give their team another stop, this is going to be a very interesting first half. I think there's about 2 minutes left in the quarter, if I heard right. So we'll go with that for right now.
Gearhard is the lone back of the backfield. Under center is Eli Lavelle, the quarterback. Wide receiver left. He hands the ball up the middle and breaking tackle and falling ahead to about the 29-yard line. And that's a short gain on first down for the Eagles. That was Lavelle keeping the football.
Yeah, nice ball fake there as Lavelle does keep that, but just for the short gain.
So gain of 2, we'll call it. Second down and 8 yards to go for Wellington. 14-7, the Eagles have the lead late in this first quarter. Breaks that huddle under center. Two backs behind him. Double tight end situation. Going to pitch the ball to Meglin. Meglin gets across the 35. Close to first down yardage. A little bit short. Good second effort, though. And a gain of about 5 on second down.
Boy, great acceleration by Brayton Meglin on that. Gets the pitch. Looks outside and just cuts it up.
So third down and 1 now for the Eagles. Line of scrimmage, the 35-yard line. Their own 35.
You know, they'd love that quarterback keep on these kind of situations.
That's a good call on third and 1. Lavelle is always under center, two backs behind him. Surveys the defense, gets that snap, going to pitch the ball to left, goes to Kisner, and Kisner gets across that 35 and good enough for the first down. At the first down by about a yard, they'll move the chains.
Good effort by Kyle Kisner as he gets popped pretty good, but maintains his balance and gets that first down for the Eagles.
39-yard line of scrimmage for the Eagles. Late in this first quarter, leading 14-7 is Wellington. Meglin, the halfback now, behind the quarterback Lavelle. Receiver split to the right. And the pitch goes to the right side. That goes to Meglin. Now he's going to pass downfield. He's got an open man. It is caught at the 35-yard line of Timnath. Boy, great pass, a juggling catch, but a reception made by Joe Noble for a first down.
What can't Brayton Meglin do? You know, he scores a touchdown on a long reception. He's all over the field defensively, and now he throws that little halfback pass.
Wasn't the prettiest pass you're ever going to see, but he got the job done. I think that's the end of the first quarter. So we'll take a break, 14-7 after 1. Wellington leads Timnath. This is the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Preps Football on KFKA. We have played one quarter here at PSD Stadium, District Stadium here next to Timnath High School, Timnath High School and Middle School. 14-7, Wellington leading Timnath. Timnath has the football. They'll go now from our vantage point left to right. They got the ball at the 35-yard line. Sorry, Wellington with the football going our right to left. My mistake. First down and 10 at the Timnath 35. Under center is Lavelle, the quarterback. Got a man in motion. Going to pitch the ball to the right side, grabbing this Kisner. Turns that corner, upended near the 30-yard line. So got a couple on the play. Pushed out of bounds across the way after a gain of 2.
You know, Jerry, on the show, Brayton Meglin talked about how much they love blocking for each other, and that was a great example. Kisner gets the pitch, and Meglin's out there blocking for him.
I got to give him 4 on the play, so second down and 6 for the Eagles. And 2 tight ends, got a winger to the right side, man in motion. Here's an inside handoff grabbed by Meglin, breaks a tackle. He's got the 30-yard line and tripped up near the 20. 2-yard line, falls ahead about the 17. Boy, yeah. Nearly had a touchdown.
Yeah, him getting tripped up, that was the difference. Thought he might still regain that balance, but an impressive run by number 2.
No huddle offense here for the Eagles. A pitch to the left side. This one is grabbed by Megaligan, trying to turn the corner to 20. He's tripped up to 15, out of bounds. Lost the football, and I think maybe Tinmouth got it back. Fumble the football, had it stripped away. Tinmouth recovers.
What another big play. Megan looked like he was, you know, really didn't have a lot of contact. It didn't look like from our vantage point on the ball. And as he was going down, just lost control.
Another big break for Tinmouth. Let's see if they take advantage. They'll get at their own 20-yard line. Got it first and 10 early in the second quarter. Macon Major is back in the backfield with the quarterback, Craig. He's going to get an inside handoff, picking his way across the 20, across the 25, about the 26-yard line. Not a bad run for Major on first down. Picks up 6.
Yeah, Major, very impressive the first two games, 184 yards rushing, and already has 3 touchdowns for the season.
First carry of the night. So a gain of 6, second down, a long 4 to go. 10:43 left to go in the second quarter. Tinmouth breaks huddle. Major stays in the backfield with his quarterback, Jackson Craig, the senior. Craig in the shotgun, about 5 yards back. Gets that belt high snap. Hands off to Major on the inside handoff. This time hit down near the line of scrimmage and doesn't get anywhere. Might have lost a yard in the play. Good defense interior defensively for the Eagles was stout on that play.
Yeah, that front four for the Eagles, they just, you know, beat the Cubs off the line of scrimmage that time, and Major had very little space.
So third down and 5, it is a loss of a yard in the play. Third down and 5 for Tinmouth, a big play here in this second quarter with 10 minutes to go. See if they might go the air. Major stays in the backfield with his quarterback. 2 receivers are right, 1 is left. Tight end to the right side for Tinmouth. Craig gets his snap, looking to his right side, looking to his left side now, fires downfield, open man, and it is incomplete about the 40-yard line of Wellington.
Yeah, Craig's pass hung up just a little too much on that for that open receiver, and again, good coverage by the Eagles.
So a punt situation here for Tinmouth. Topi Walters is their punter. He'll get his second punt away. The first time it was almost disastrous. A high snap that he handled, got the kick away, but is partially blocked. Looks like Wellington will come out of good field position in this play. 9.5 left to go in the second quarter. Good snap this time. Punt is low. Line drive. Going to let it bounce about the 35. Takes a Tinmouth bounce all the way down inside the 20 near the 15-yard line and rolls dead the 15-yard line.
Yeah, that's
about to be a good punt.
20 yards of roll, Jerry. Punter's got to love the artificial turf.
So first down and 10, Wellington. Team leading 14-7 here in the second quarter. They have put the ball in the air a few times. Just 3 attempts for their quarterback coming into the game. And the running game has been impressive so far for Wellington. We'll see what they have in mind on this possession. 16-yard line of scrimmage. Under center is Lavelle. Got a couple backs in the backfield with him. Surveys the defense. He's going to get the inside handoff to Kisner. Kisner breaks a tackle across the 20-yard line, then hit down about the 21. But a pretty good gain on first down. Good second effort. Gives him about 6 yards on first down.
Yeah, that inside handoff, and Kisner just cuts it upfield, almost cuts back against the grain. And with his speed, 6 yards was gained just like that.
Fun to watch that back. 5'7", 155, and he's a tough guy. And Lavelle surveys that defense. He's going to split Kisner out to the right this time as a wide receiver. Quick pass comes left side. It is caught by Meglin. Breaks a tackle at the 25. Hit down about the 27-yard line. But that is close to first down yardage for Wellington.
Seeing a little diversity out of that offense right now. Splitting 2 guys wide, each one to the right and left. And Meglin, with that quick burst, gets the first down.
Yep, got that first down by about a half yard. So first down and 10 for the Eagles. Clock is running, 8:25 to go in the second quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 28, the Eagle 28. Lavelle's going to roll to his right side. He's going to look back to his left now. Throws over the middle. Got an open man. It is caught somehow by Meglin. Meglin hit down in midfield. Still on his feet, actually, to the 45-yard line. What a catch and what a run after the catch. First and 10, Eagles.
Jerry, he was going to his right and comes back to his left and makes that catch and maintains balance after a great catch to pick up additional yardage. What a great play.
I thought he was down when he caught that football. He stayed on his feet. Big play, 45-yard line to Timnath now. First and 10 for the Eagles. They connect in the air along with that great running game. They've been impressive offensively in this first half of play. Lavelle has a man in motion, going to hand off to the right side and picking his way ahead to about the 42-yard line. A gain of maybe five on first down for Wellington. That was Owen Gabbert, number one, who got his first carry of the game.
Yeah, we haven't called Owen's number yet.
Picked up five.
Yeah, and Kistner, you could see he was in motion and was that lead blocker on that play as well. Now Gabbert split to the left.
Now in motion, man, right to left, a handoff up the middle, and head to about the 35-yard line, close to first down yardage again, Wellington. Just to pop right up the middle, that one going to Gearhart.
And it's enough for that first down, so once again, those chains get moved by the Eagles.
Line of scrimmage at 35 of Timnath now, first down and 10 for the Eagles. Just a quick hitter up the middle. Lone back of the backfield, man in motion now, left to right. There's a handoff. Nope, it's Lavelle keeping the football, trying to right off to the right side, maybe picked up a yard before he's down.
Yeah, Lavelle back in that, back in his own territory a little bit and had a hard time, almost slipped back there and maintained his balance to get a couple of yards. But I look for them to come back for that play again, and I think there's more yardage available there.
Yep, got 2 yards, so second down and 8 for the Eagles. Here's a handoff up inside to Kistner. Kistner ahead to the 30-yard line and may have lost the football there, still on his feet, and down about the 28-yard line. So good second effort again. That's what we see from Kistner a lot. It'll be third down and short now for the Eagles.
Yeah, Kyle Kistner, he just refuses to go down on that initial hit. Keeps those legs churning, and, I'm sure Coach Peoples is saying to both those backs, protect the football. We cannot cough it up anymore.
Here's a pitch to the right side to Meglin. Meglin is inside the 25-yard line, close to first down yardage. Still on his feet and falls ahead to about the 20. Mark at the 22, perhaps, but a first down.
Once we thought he was stopped, he got about 3 more yards, Jerry, when the big pile occurs, and he just keeps churning.
Going to mark the football at the 22, first down and 10 for Wellington. Clock running with 5:15 left to go in this second quarter. Long huddle this time for the Eagles. They break it with 2 backs in the backfield behind the quarterback. Actually, 3 backs back there now. Now man to the right side. Meglin sets up on that wing. Lavelle gets a snap, play action. Rolls to his left side. Looks for the end zone. Floats the end zone left side, and it is incomplete. Couple of defenders there. Did a good job. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10.
Initially open. The ball hung up a little bit. And good recovery by both backs of the Timnath Cubs.
Pass intended for Kyle Kistner on that backfield. Couldn't quite come up with that one.
Boy, Wellington does such a great job of utilizing all those running backs. They get them in motion. They split them out wide.
Second down and 10 with the incomplete pass. Lavelle has 2 receivers left now. That's to the right. And a handoff is to the right side and picking his way to the 15-yard line. Close to first down yardage again is the back for Wellington. They're using all the players. Gerhard that time picks up 9 on first down.
Yeah, Riley Gerhard with another good burst of speed up the middle. Deception. You know, they depend so much on deception. That big offensive line creates those holes.
Gerhard coming in with 61 yards on the season in 2 games. He's in the back. In the backfield behind that quarterback on third and short. And Lavelle, I think, kept the football that time and got the first down. Near the 10-yard line, Mike got inside the 10-yard line for first down yardage. It'll be first and 10, I believe. Yep, you can still get a first down here. Line of scrimmage, oh, they're short of the first down. Nope, they're going to give it to him.
And under 4 minutes right now, Jerry. So I'm looking for those Eagles to, you know, take their time in the huddle. They're in... They are in the red zone, and Coach Peoples wants another methodical drive.
Gerhart, the man right behind the quarterback. They're going to pitch the left side. That's going to go to Kisner, and Kisner bottled up this time. Might have got back the line of scrimmage, and that is about it.
Really, really good pursuit that time by the Cubs. Number 5, Brett Ader, once again on that tackle. The defensive back coming in and filling that gap.
Had about a yard and a half on that first down. So second down and 8 yards to go, we'll call it, for Wellington. 3:10 left to go in the half. Gerhard in the backfield is not going to get the carry. This time it's Kisner. Breaks a tackle. Kisner thrown down about the 5-yard line. He's short of the first down. Picks up about 4 on second down. And now third down, and Wellington can still get a first down before they get in the end zone.
Yeah, they're in a 3rd-and-3 situation for that first down.
So 3rd-and-3, big play here.
You always want to score that touchdown, but just getting that first down now eats up some additional time to keep the ball away from the Cubs.
Got the line of scrimmage, the 5-yard line of Timnath. Lavelle under center with 2 tight ends. 3 backs in the backfield. Lavelle sends a man in motion, Kisner. He's going to roll the right side. Lavelle looking the end zone, fires the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown. Out of the backfield, Kyle Kisner catches. And on the board, once again, the Wellington Eagles.
I am so impressed with Eli Lavelle. Just plays within himself. Had the nice opening, quick decision, and hits Kisner for another touchdown.
Makes it 20-7 for the moment. 2:14 left to go in this first half of play. Ruiz will try the extra point. He's 2 for 2 so far. Ruiz 5'8", 140. A snap that is not able to be handled by Lavelle. Picks it up and he's down to back about the 15-yard line. So the Eagles will settle for the touchdown. We'll take a break. 2:14 left to go in the half. 20-7, Wellington leading Timnath. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Life as a teen mom isn't easy, and right now it's harder than ever. 97% of teen moms served by Hope House Northern Colorado rely on state assistance to meet basic needs. Teen moms are struggling with food, childcare, housing, transportation, and mental health. Your support helps teen moms work toward self-sufficiency through education, career support, and parenting programs. Find out how to give, volunteer, or donate your car at HopeHouseNorthernCo.org to help empower teen moms right here in our community.
Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Back in the Allo Fibler Studios for our first out-of-town scoreboard update of the night. At Ray Patterson, the Loveland Red Wolves strike first. Jax Gebhard to Cashville and Nuevu from 32 yards out, 7-0. Back out to Timnath and Jerry and Bruce.
All right, thank you, Kyle. Just 2:14 left to go in this first half with Wellington leading by a couple of touchdowns. Ruiz will kick off from his own 40-yard line. Timnath looking to sustain a drive, get back on that scoreboard. There's a kick that it goes in the end zone over the receiver's head, rolls out of the end zone.
Huh?
And Timnath will take it 1st and 10. 2:14 left to go in this first half. So a touchback for Timnath, and they will see if they can get something going here offensively before the end of this first half. Get the ball at the 20-yard line.
You know, 20-6. Will that extra point come back and somewhat haunt the Eagles? You never know at this point of the game.
Don't think about it all that much in the first half like this, but you're right. It could come back. That's what Tim is hoping, that it will be a close game. So Jackson Craig in the shotgun. Got receiver split left and right. Got two left and two right. No tight end. Gets that belt high snap. Looks to his right side. Fires the right side. It is caught about the 30-yard line. That's close to a first down. Might have gotten the first down on that second effort. So on first and 10, they pick up 10 to the Cubs.
Yeah, Ryan Wehmeyer split out, comes back and gets that reception. He's a big target for Jackson Craig. He already has 6 catches coming into tonight with a touchdown and 143 yards.
First down and 10 at the 30-yard line of Timnath. Craig gets a low snap this time. Play action pass. Looking left. Flings it left. Got an open man again. That is receiver at the 45-yard line. Out of bounds across the way. That stops the clock. And a first down again for Timnath. Clock is running. Did not get out of bounds. Clock is running with a minute 30 left to go in this first half.
Yeah, they stopped that clock initially just to move the chains.
Craig in the shotgun standing at his 40-yard line. He's got Major back there with him. He's going to hand off to Major. Late handoff. Major inside enemy territory. Breaks a tackle at the 45 and then hit down back at about the 47-yard line. Good second effort, but good defensive pursuit by the Eagles in that play.
And I'll tell you what, you could see the Eagles trying to strip the ball out on the tackle as well.
Loyal Scott doing a nice job for Wellington coming up from that corner position. Got 8, second down and 2. Craig rolling to his left side. He's got some room to run. Not going to do that. He floats the left side, and it is out of bounds, I believe, across the way. And out of bounds, so incomplete pass. Third down and second down, 2 yards to go.
And that stops the clock with 48 seconds. So still time for a few plays, but now an all-important pick up the first down.
20-7, Wellington leading at Timnath. It is third down now and 2 yards to go. So big play for Timnath offensively here.
I believe that, and they're going to take one of their timeouts right now, which is a little surprising because the clock is stopped.
Yep. Looks like Craig just couldn't quite get that play in, so we've got a timeout. So we'll take a quick break here. We got 48 seconds to go in the first half. 20-7, Wellington leading Timnath. We're back after these messages on KFKA.
Calling all commercial green heroes. A1 Organics is your trusted partner for sustainable solutions. With multiple recycling locations and product sales hubs, we cater to businesses like yours. Landscapers, arborists, and mowing crews. Need a lot? Not a problem. We offer hassle-free bulk deliveries right to your job site. Our knowledgeable sales team is here to provide analytics and recommend the perfect products for your project. Elevate your eco-friendly practices with A1 Organics, where expertise meets environmental commitment.
High school football, basketball, and baseball are on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Almost 25th anniversary of 9/11 tragedy. We got high school football tonight. We got Timnath at home against Wellington. 20-7, Wellington leading. 48 seconds to go in this first half. Timnath driving. They have third down and 2 to go. They're at the Wellington 46-yard line. Jackson Craig, the senior quarterback, in that shotgun snap, gets the snap, looks to his right side, steps up, fires the right side, an open man at the 30-yard line, caught there and wrestled out of bounds at about the 28. Boy, good pass that time. The catch made by Owen Washburn for a first down.
And once again, out of bounds. That does stop the clock, so still plenty of time, and this one is coming back, Jerry.
42 seconds left to go in this first half of play. That was a nice throw by Jackson Craig. Kind of throws that ball sidearm, but he gets the job done.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 58, offense, 50-yard penalty.
So the play stands, but a personal foul penalty after the play. So it moves them back again now at the 43-yard line.
They do get a first down, however. Yep, they do.
Yes.
So first down with the clock running now with 35 seconds to go. I don't know if Timnath knows his clock is running like it is. They need to get the line of scrimmage, get a play here.
Boy, I thought the officials gave the out-of-bounds stop the clock.
And that's what the Timnath coaching staff is saying as well. The clock is running when perhaps it should not be. Here's a snap taken by Craig. Looking to his left. He's going to float that left side and nearly intercept about the 20-yard line in out of the hands of the defensive back. Incomplete pass.
You know, Timnath has a beef.
Yeah.
They're right. The official on the previous play before the penalty gave the stop the clock signal. There was no doubt about him stopping the clock. And then when they set the ball after the penalty, they ran the clock.
Now the clock is stopped with just 13 seconds to go. Second down and 10 for Timnath at the 43 of Wellington. Craig in the shotgun, gets that snap, looks to his right side. He's got time again, floats that left side. This one is caught across the way, but not getting out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. Clock is running now. The timeout is called with 6 seconds to go.
So in high school, Jerry, the norm is 7 seconds, so most likely this will be the last play of the half.
Take a shot in the end zone here.
Got to.
Yeah, I think you're right. Too far out for a field goal. Line of scrimmage at 31. Even though a pretty good leg for Tim the kicker, I don't think this one's in his range. Maybe just throw this one in the end zone. Get your best hands in the end zone and see if you can make that Hail Mary play work.
Be a 48-yard field goal from here, Jerry.
Yep. And really no win to speak of tonight.
And Timnath, impressive freshman kicker. But this is a long one.
Yep.
Let's see what they do.
Timnath breaks her huddle. Head coach Jason Robinson. And Craig will get in that shotgun formation. Got Major back there with him in the backfield. Two receivers left and two to the right, so they'll try to get to the end zone. The offensive line give that quarterback some time to get back there and chuck one. Gets that snap, looks to his left, going to throw a short pass. It is caught, but not out of bounds. Another timeout, I believe, is called with 3 seconds to go, and the ball at about the 28-yard line.
Well, they got that off quick, and they were under that six-second mark.
Mark it at the 25-yard line.
When he threw that pass, I was looking for a little flea flicker.
Yeah, I was too.
But it did not materialize and went down quickly. Now the field goal attempt.
31-yard line is where they'll mark it. 41-yard attempt for Carter Mowens. Morris. And the kick is up there, and it is just a little bit short. Didn't quite have the distance.
Well, the freshman kicker thought he might get it, and like you said, Jerry, just short. So 27.
Yep, good attempt by the freshman. Carter Morris comes up short, and 20-7. Wellington has a lead over Timnath here at halftime. We'll take our break, and we'll start a halftime show after these messages. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Fast-moving first half kind of cuts into the availability of halftime scores, but we do have some games of interest that we will update you on, as well as look around the college scoreboard, get you all of our Thursday finals as well. Start in the 1A ranks, and the Wiggins Tigers out to a 7-0 lead against the Flatirons Academy. That game is at the end of the first quarter. My schedule pool left Dayspring and Strasburg off of our initial list, but the Dayspring Eagles on the road tonight in Strasburg, and they trail 21-7, so four touchdowns on the board. They've played just 5.5 minutes, or sorry, 4.5 minutes. There's still 7.5 minutes left in the first half. So a track meet out in Strasburg tonight as they go up and down the field. No score from Holyoke and Byers, as well as Denver Christian or Highland. If we have any score updates from either of those, that'd be cool. Send those over. You can call the studio. Again, the studio line is 970-353-1310, or the text line if you want to text in your score, 888-530-0043. Get back to the right page here, and then we can continue on. Weld Central got a win last night. 53-6 was the final over Manual. Rebels improved to 1-3, so they get their first win of the season. Looking for 6A school scores between Prairie and Briggsdale, as well as Marino and Estes Park. Don't have a score from either of those. Have not got any report from Frederick and Silver Creek, nor do we have anything from Thornton or Skyview, Meade and Lutheran, or Northridge and Fort Morgan. So we'll try to get some of these to you throughout the second half and then into the post-game show. At the rate we're going, we're not going to be able to get you a lot of finals tonight unless we do about a 2.5-hour post-game show, but we'll do our best. 3A Pooter, we do have a report from District 6. The Greeley West Spartans lead Greeley Central 6-0. Jax Lamb, a 45-yard touchdown on the ground, gives the Spartans the lead. The two-point attempt was no good, so 6-0. Greeley West leads Greeley Central. Final from last night in the 4A Northern, Pooter outdoes Boulder 52-14. The Impalas get to 2-1 on the season. We have a touchdown from Eli Yakowick for the Roosevelt Rough Riders as they take a 7-0 lead as Eli scored from 5 yards out against Windsor tonight, the Wizards of Windsor. Sand Creek has the early lead over the Longmont Trojans. 7-0 is the separation there. Our only score we gave you live during the first half was between Thompson Valley and Loveland. We told you about the Jax Gebhardt to Cash Villanueva touchdown from 32 yards out. Gebhardt also cashed in a 20-yard run. Loveland leads Thompson Valley 14-0 at last report. 5A Front Range, all of our 5A games have finals from last night. Cherokee Trail beats Rocky 31-7. Broomfield outdoes the Erie Tigers 29-7 to drop Erie to 0-3 on the season. Fairview improves to 2-1 with a 56-34 victory. And Fossil Ridge comes up short against Monarch as the Coyotes take down the Sabercats 44-37. That's all the games we have right now. No, it's not. I don't know how I missed the Platte Valley score. They're in the 2A Patriot. That's why I never clicked on that one. Platte Valley leads Sterling 10-0. They got a touchdown from Mason Hunt in the first quarter. Still looking for an Eaton and Kent Denver final. The Max Preps and Colorado Preps, neither one have a score for us on that game. That game supposedly started at 4 o'clock. So if you're on your way home, you have a score. Again, you can send it to our text line. That number is 888-530-0043. Call Micah on the studio line at 970-353-1310 as well. No score between the Classical Academy and the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Big one as Rez tries to avoid falling to 0-3 on the season. Let's update the scoreboards real quick before we jump into the college scores and make sure that we don't have any other updates to give you on the prep side of things. And it's not looking great so far. Let's check one more location here before we jump up a level and get to the college scoreboard so far from tonight. Of course, now my computer does not want to update. Big games across high school football. We'll get you a few of those as well, just so that since we are a little short on other scores. Silver Creek leads Frederick 3-0. First time we've been able to check in on that game. Westminster leads Brighton 6-0. Keep going down the list here, just trying to make sure that we don't have any other local games. Still looking for that Prairie and Briggsdale score. If you have that, go ahead and reach out to us with it. Again, 21-7, Strasburg with the lead over Day Spring Christian. Not seeing any other updates that are of note. College games tonight. Micah, you got one?
At Colorado Preps, I see
40-0 Eaton defeated Kent Denver.
All right, so there's a update as the Reds pick up the win. Much needed win for them. They're on the road and they take down Kent Denver. So 40-0 shutout fashion. Into the college ranks, we talked about number 24 Louisville hosting Villanova tonight in Football Night in NoCo. Cardinals lead at 38-13. They play in the third quarter. And Virginia, the number 25 ranked team in the country, they lead Norfolk State 49-3. So all Cavaliers in that one. The River rivalry between the Missouri Tigers and the Kansas Jayhawks. Rock Chalk leads number 23 ranked Missouri 14-7 in that game. We did have a final inside the top 25 from last night. Sevens across the board, but unlucky if you're Florida A&M, as they had 1-7. Miami had 2. They went at 77-7 due to the Hurricanes last night in Miami. That's all the scores as we actually, I want to get you one more score in the 4A ranks, as this was next to our game tonight, probably the other one of the other more highly anticipated games, as number one from 4A Montrose traveled to take on number two from 5A Mountain Vista. Looks like it's been a good battle in the second quarter. Mountain Vista leads Montrose 18-13 in that ball game there. That's all the scores as we have them here at the halftime intermission. We'll try to keep you up to date as best as we can throughout the second half, get you as many scores as we get them rolling into us. We'll keep our eyes peeled all night long. We'll talk to you again during the all-female postgame show. After these messages, we will send it back out to Timnath High School. Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick will have a recap of the first half, get you ready for the second half of our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Again, our halftime score between the Wellington Eagles and the Timnath Cubs. Wellington on the road leads it 20-7. Back with more halftime after this on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We are here at halftime at Timnath High School, PSD Stadium. Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick with you on our A1 Organics Game of the Week. This Preps Football is brought to you by J9 Insurance Agencies. Cattle prices very, very good right now. If you're a producer, that's great news, but you need to protect yourself these prices by visiting the J9 Insurance Companies and adding LRP to your repertoire. Call them at 970-834-2009. 20-7, Wellington leading Timnath here at halftime. And, Bruce, let me get your thoughts on that first half of play. I don't think you're surprised by anything you've seen so far in this first half?
Boy, the running game of Wellington, you know, set the stage. But then they showed a little diversity going to the air. And Eli Lavelle seems to be one of those quarterbacks, Jerry, that just plays within himself, very calm, isn't afraid to throw the long ball, but very impressed. And the utilization of Meglin and Kisner especially, I thought was superb.
That first half was pretty cleanly played. We had a couple of penalties, Bruce, but the first two broadcasts we did, we had penalties galore, and tonight a little bit cleaner. I guess you expect that in that third game.
Well, yeah, and you know that's what I thought might hurt Wellington not playing that second game, but they come out and the only mistakes they have really made are the fumbles that they've turned the ball over.
Look at that big offensive line for Wellington. We hear this all the time. Well, big offensive line against a smaller one will wear them down as the game goes on. In your mind, anything to that? Can you wear a defensive line down?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you can too. It's like kind of like having that sometimes that big man, you know, blocking shots and doing all the different things inside the paint. That big offensive line, and they are a big line, Jerry.
Yeah.
And Timnath is big also, but not as big.
All right, in this second half now, if you're Timnath offensively, Bruce, any adjustments you make, any different schemes?
You know, I think you have to have some quick hits to those wide receivers and then set up Makai Major in the running game. I think you have to maybe play a little opposite, get it in the air first, and then go to that running game because, you know, Makai, he's solid. You know, he's 5'9", he's 188 pounds. He can flat out run the football, but it seems like the Wellington has been reading the offense very well from their defensive perspective.
Any changes scheme-wise for Wellington in the second half?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Go with what you've been doing. And I really like how LaValle, the fake handoffs and his ball handling is really good, and that's what creates some of those holes as well that line pushes up front.
They look a lot like, and I've seen Columbine High School play a lot because my kids went there, but they look a lot like Columbine offensively.
Yes, very similar. I think that's a great analogy. You know, Andy Lowry through the years, he's just, you know, he might say he's going to throw the ball a little more in August, but come September, October, it's on the ground.
I remember the one of the state championships he had never threw a pass in that game. And he said, we didn't need to. We ran on the ground, and we got the job done. Hey, I want to tell you about the official restaurant of Preps Radio. It's Eaton Dan W., just what you need for pre- or post-game meals. The burgers are hot. The root beer is still served in that frosty mug, and their hometown spirit running deep. Amazing supporter of prep sports in northern Colorado. If you're in Eaton, stop by Eaton A&W. It's just off of Highway 85. Well, the sun is set now. Now a beautiful night for football. And we get in September like we have now. The nights start getting a little bit cooler. And I think when you're playing football like these two teams are late in the summer, and you hit that heat, you like this halftime when the darkness comes and the heat subsides a little bit.
You know, we're all the way down to 79 degrees, Jerry.
Yeah.
So, but without that sun, it just feels like a really nice evening right near here in Timnath.
Well, we'll see what Timnath might be able to do offensively here in this second half. Just the one touchdown, they're able to move the ball a little bit against that Wellington defense, which is stellar, and they have been very stingy in their first two games. One, of course, a forfeit, but the first game, very stingy that way as well. And Timnath has been very good defensively. It'll be Timnath receiving the football to start this third quarter play. I thank Kyle for his halftime report. I know you got to scramble around to get those high school scores, and Kyle certainly did that. And Kyle back in that post-game show as well to give you all these high school scores. Early kickoff tonight. Usually 7 o'clock is when we kick off these games. 6:30 tonight, so not a lot of finals so far in high school football.
And a quick half. Half was 1 hour long.
Yep. So Ruiz will kick it off right to left. So Timnath going left to right in the second half. The kick's a good one. It is grabbed at about the 6-yard line. Out to the 15, trying to turn their corner to 20. Spins around and falls down about the 25-yard line, the return man. And Timnath has it there, first down and 10.
Important series for the Cubs offensively. Yeah. Trailing by 2 scores. If they can, methodically get down the field a little bit, even if they don't score, I think a good drive is really important for the Cubs right now.
Jackson Craig breaks his huddle, is set up in that shotgun. He's got Major there in the backfield with him to his right. 2 receivers left and 1 to the right side for Timnath. Craig gets that snap. Craig's going to hand off to Major, breaks a tackle, gets ahead to the 30-yard line, still on his feet, head to about the 34. Good gain, about 8 yards on first down.
Boy, that's the Makai Major they had in those first two games. Gets that handoff, cuts up field, breaks a couple tackles for a very impressive first down play.
5'9", 190, and a senior is Makai Major. Came in with 184 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first two games. Back there in the backfield again with Jackson Craig. Wide receivers 2 left and 1 off to the right side with that tight end to the right. As he's done so all game, Craig in the shotgun. Gets that belt high snap. Going to hand off to Major again. Puts his head down, but hit the line of scrimmage and push back. Going to lose yardage in that play with great pursuit by that right side, the defensive front for Wellington.
Boy, just the pursuit of so many Eagles on that play. And this brings now an important third down situation for the Cubs. As you said, they lost a little yardage, so it's a long, either a long one or a short two.
Yep. We'll call it 2. 2 receiver to the right, 1 to the left on 3rd and 2. Craig gets that snap, looking left, flings the ball left side. It is caught at the 40-yard line, good enough for a first down. It's across the 40 to about the 41-yard line, but Timnath will have the chains move, first down and 10.
Boy, that shows the confidence Coach Robinson has in Jackson Craig. 3rd and short, and they're going to the air. And against that physical defensive line of the Eagles, they thought that's their best play, and they executed it well.
Jackson Craig, interesting the way he throws the ball. Kind of flings it from the hip, kind of sidearm, but he's accurate. He's got a strong arm. In that shotgun again. Two receivers left and two to the right. Man in motion, gets that snap, going to hand off to Major again, breaks a tackle on the 40-yard line, puts his head down, and gets back to maybe the line of scrimmage. Got back that 41, but good defensive pursuit again for the Eagles.
Excellent pursuit. Somewhat of a late block after the play, but the officials called it part of the play as well.
So second down and long. Second down and 9 for Timnath. They're at their own 42-yard line. They're trailing at 20-7 with 10 minutes to go in this third. Jackson Craig surveys the defense with two receivers right, one left. Major in the backfield with him. Hand off to Major on the inside. Hand off, there's a reverse. Going to go the opposite way. This is Waymire. He's got some room in enemy territory at the 30. He could go all the way to the 20, the 15, and knocked out of bounds at about the 5-yard line.
Set up beautifully. The reverse to Waymire. He had a couple lead blockers out front. The pursuit of the Eagles showed there to that time to their disadvantage as there was no one covering the backside.
That was executed so beautifully. Ryan Waymire with a reverse. He's going to come out of the ball game now. They're going to mark the football at the 5-yard line. First and goal for Timnath. Got to get back on the scoreboard, trailing 20-7. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Hand off to Major again. Fouls a blocker. Major breaks a tackle into the end zone for a touchdown.
Boy, that's just what the Cubs ordered up at halftime. And they come out, and the big play to Waymire on the reverse sets up that 5-yard touchdown.
Mekhi Major with a 5-yard touchdown run. Fouled his pulling tackle into the end zone, really untouched. And the extra point try. Carter Morris, the freshman, will try to make it 20-14. Snap down. That kick is up by the freshman, and it is good. He gets the extra point to make it 20-14. Timnath with a big touchdown. We got 9:28 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break. 20-14. Eagles lead the Cubs. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Swing into Eaton A&W for great food from a great small-town supporter of Northern Colorado Athletics. Eaton A&W serves up the classics, from the bacon cheeseburgers and the mouth-watering cheese curds to the ice-cold, freshly brewed root beer poured into a frosty mug. And every Tuesday, it's Papa Tuesday. Grab that legendary Papa Burger combo for just $5.99. Great flavors, friendly faces, and a place the whole community loves. Eaton A&W, stop in today.
High school football, basketball, and baseball are on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Check in with a couple of 2-0 teams as we welcome you back to the Aloe Fiber Studios. Denver Christian and Highland knotted up 7 apiece tonight. We'll head back out to Timnath. Jerry and Bruce ready for more third quarter action.
All right, Kyle, 20-14 here. Wellington leading Timnath. 9:28 left to go in this third quarter. Here's the approach and the kick by Morris. High end over end, taken right the 10-yard line by the Eagles. Out to the 20-yard line, got some room across the 25. Flag on the play, 40, 45, and hit out of bounds across the way at the Timnath 41-yard line. But it may come back. There's a penalty way back at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you're certainly right, Jerry. You know, we talked how clean a game was played the first half, and the Eagles come out, get a really great return, but it is coming back. And instead of starting in Cub territory, they're going to be all the way back, it looks like, to about the 22-yard line.
So Wellington's first possession here in the second half, and they're going to mark it.
They're marking it farther back,
wow.
Yeah.
Way back at the 11-yard line.
Boy, wow. That's costly.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of the 40-yard line of Timnath, you have the ball at your own 11. But you go to work first and 10 now for the Eagles. Still got that lead of 20-14, and we'll see if that missed extra point might linger a little bit, like you said, Bruce.
You know, they often come back to haunt.
under center like he has in the first half is Eli Lavelle, the senior quarterback. Ooh. Pitches a ball, high pitch, but handled by the halfback and knocked down about the 12-yard line.
You described it well, Jerry. That was a high toss. And was that Kisner on the carry? I believe it was. Yep. He had to reach up and actually grab that ball above his shoulders. So dangerous play to start this possession for the Eagles.
Yeah, it's an easy pitch for a quarterback, but sometimes it just gets you off a little bit. I'm lucky they didn't fumble that one. So picked up 1 yard in the play, so second down and 9 for the Eagles. From the line of scrimmage to 12-yard line, their own 12. Beyond that big offensive line, Eli Lavelle steps up the line of scrimmage under center. Receivers left and right, one back in the backfield. Got a man in motion, Cohen sets up now as a tight end left side. And a flag of the play before the snap.
I believe that's a timeout.
It is that. Yep, flag was thrown, but a timeout was called by Wellington. So we'll take a quick timeout here. 8:28 left to go, third quarter. Wellington 20, Timnath 14. A break. This is Preps Football at KFKA.
Your kitchen is where life happens. Make it a space you'll love with beautiful custom countertops from Pro Design Countertops in Wellington. Whether you're dreaming of elegant quartz, timeless granite, or a one-of-a-kind design, Pro Design Countertops delivers expert craftsmanship and professional installation done right the first time. Visit Pro Design Countertops in Wellington today and see how easy it is to transform your home. Pro Design Countertops, where quality meets craftsmanship, one countertop at a time.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Got a great night for football now with the sun down and the temperatures down a bit. 20 to 14, Wellington leading Timnath. Wellington has the football. Second down and 8 at their own 12-yard line. Check at their own 13-yard line. Lavelle under center, wide receivers left and right. Going to drop straight back to pass. Flings a pass left side, it incomplete. Intended for Kisner, overshot his man about the 15-yard line. Kisner was open, incomplete pass, third and long.
Yeah, I think Lavelle thought Kisner was just going to cut toward the middle a little more on that pass play, but he did not, and which led to the incompletion.
You know, Lavelle's got a delivery of the football, kind of like his counterpart, just kind of flings it from the hip. Let's go back to studio. Kyle's got a score for us.
Check in with Classical Academy Resurrection Christian for the first time tonight, and the Titans lead the Cougars 17-6. Back to you guys.
Third and 9. Big play offensively here for Wellington. Receiver left, tight end, two of those. Here's a reverse. It's coming the near side. Got some room, but now bottled up is Kisner. He's sharp, far short of the first down. Hit down about the 15-yard line. That time the reverse did not work. Fourth down for the Eagles.
And Kisner fumbled on the play, but after the down, after he was called down. So somewhat of a break for the Eagles as well, but they are left in a punt situation deep in their own territory.
Yeah, Tidmouth should get good field position. Their return man standing back at midfield. Standing at his goal line, the punter for Wellington. Gets that snap, it's perfect. Gets that punt away. It's a short end-over-end kick. They're going to let it drop, Tidmouth is. Takes a Wellington bounce, but short of midfield and down about the 47-yard line of Wellington. Great field position for Timnath.
Well, the Eagles don't have to punt very often.
No.
In these past few years, and they get one off there. But as you said, Jerry, the Cubs get a start in Eagle territory to tie and possibly go ahead in this one.
We got a man laying on his back. Cramp at the 12-yard line. I was going to say the same thing. Trainer out, couple players to help him as well. So they'll tend to him. Hopefully that is exactly what it is. Yeah, the way they're kind of stretching his leg looks like a cramp. And get those, even in the dark, you get cramps when it's not very
The sun goes cool. down, and we're still getting cramps here.
Well, a big possession here for Timnath. Got a chance to score and tie the ball game here and kind of turn this thing around, down 27 at one point.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a big play can do, you know, for your team. Not only leads to a 5-yard touchdown after the reverse, but now the defense comes out and gets a stop as well, and the momentum has certainly shifted to the Timnath Cubs.
Well, the Timnath Cubs defense has been terrific in the first two games. They've given up 6 points total in two games. Shutout Bertha 28-0, and then one last Friday against Severance, 19-6. So it's been a very stingy defense. Giving up 20 tonight, but had a good stop right there. Helping the Wellington player off the field, number 99, Bruce.
Yeah, that is, I do not have a 99 on my roster.
And Anaya Garner, I think, is the man being helped off the field. Let's get to a score. Let's go back to Kyle.
Back and forth battle at Roosevelt. Rough Riders jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Then they had it 14-0. Both of those touchdowns came from Eli Yakowick. Robert Trotter scores for Windsor to make it 14-7, but the Riders answer right back. Kelvin Ferguson to Devontae Fontana from 3 yards out. It's 21-7 now, Roosevelt.
All right, Kyle. Here, 7:34 to go in the third, 20-7 Wellington. Dimmitt has the football in enemy territory at the 47. Play-action pass. There's a pass downfield. Got an open man. Caught the 15-yard line. Did he stay in bounds? He did. There's a reception made. Big play down to the 14-yard line of the Eagles.
There's that arm. There's that weapon. We talked about how good these wide receivers are, and that was a wide-open receiver, Jerry.
That's just almost impossible to tell the number in the dark now who that was, but whoever it was made a great catch. I think that might have been Waymire, Ryan Waymire again, number 82. It's light blue uniforms with a gold number in the dark, almost impossible to see. You look at body type at some point and try to figure out who the player is. There's a snap and a handoff to Major. He's going to pick his way inside the 10, down about the 9-yard line. Just fouled that blocker again and got decent yardage, about 4 yards on first down.
A big test for this Wellington defense right now. A stop somewhat, you know, allows that momentum shift maybe to just get back with the Eagles, but big series here.
Timnath player now down. It looks like a cramp across the way. Langham is back about the 10-yard line. Looks like an offensive lineman. So second down and about 7 yards to go. You're going to mark this football at the 11-yard line. 7:12, the clock is stopped here in this third quarter. And Timnath trying to tie the ball game up. An extra point, they would take a lead. They're down 20-14. We talked about in the pregame, and Bruce did as well, and talked to some other folks here in the press box. Thought this would be a great matchup, sort of a coin flip as to who might be favored, and we've had that kind of game so far.
Yeah, we certainly have. You know, Wellington goes into halftime with what seems like a little bit of a comfortable lead, but when you look at that extra point miss, Jerry, and now all of a sudden the Cubs, instead of going in to tie it, they're going in to take the lead in this one. And I think we're going to have a fantastic fourth quarter.
Ryan Salter, the man who got the cramp, he's the left guard, starting left guard for Timnath. He comes off the field, 5'11", 235, and a senior.
That's a big cramp.
Second and 7 for Timnath. Craig in the shotgun gets that snap. He's got time, steps up in the pocket. He's going to try to run now, hit from behind, crunch down about the 12-yard line. May have got back the line of scrimmage. Going to probably have him lose a yard in the play. It'll be third down and long.
Yeah. See who that was. That was, I believe, for Wellington, number 55, I believe that was.
Yep.
And that was Peyton Cushman,
yep.
The junior, 6'1 junior. Another 245-pounder.
There we go, big play. Third down and long for Timnath. They might be in field goal range here. Craig in that shotgun gets that snap. Going to hand off. No, fakes a handoff. Flings it past the left side. Caught the 10-yard line. Gets inside the 10. But short of the first down. A gain of maybe 2-3 yards in the play. Going to be fourth down. And a field goal try coming on for Timnath.
Yeah, the freshman kicker, Carter Morris. Out to at least cut this lead in half.
5:50 remaining in this third quarter of play. He watched Carter Morris in the pregame warm-ups. He's got a good leg, just a freshman. Very bright future for this kicker. Caden Pointer, the backup quarterback, is the holder. Snap is down. That kick is away, and it is good right through the uprights. Impressive kick there to make it 20. to 17. We've got a ball game. We'll take a break. 5:31 to go in the third. Wellington 20, Timnath 17. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Want to be a superhero? Life Stories Child and Family Advocacy is hosting one of Greeley's best running events of the year on Saturday, September 19th. Runners can participate in a 10K, 5K, 1 mile, or in a free kids run. While costumes are not required, they make the event more fun. And there's prizes for the best ones. Did we mention there's a carnival, DJ, door prizes, and money given to the largest school team? All children need heroes, but abused children need superheroes. Will you be their superhero?
Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
With Bruce Dick, Jerry Schimmel back with you on our Preps Night, A1 Organics Game of the Week from Timnath High School. And here at PSD District Stadium next to Timnath High School. 5:31 to go in the third quarter. 20-17, Wellington leads. Timnath with a field goal. They'll kick it off at their 40. Three men are deep for Wellington. There's the approach and the kick. High end-over-end kick, and this one's going to into the end zone. Dropped right there. It'll be a touchback. Dropped there by Kisner, and first and 10 for Wellington.
That's an impressive kickoff when you can get it to the end zone. Boy, is that... That's just good defense right there for a kick team.
Yeah, we'll keep our eye on that guy as time passes. Carter Morris, a freshman kicker. So first down and 10, Wellington, leading by 3 points with 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Lavelle is under center. Two backs behind him. He's going to hand the ball off to Meglin, and Meglin is hit for a loss. Back at the 17-yard line. A great penetration by the left side of that defensive line for Timnath, a loss of 3.
Yeah, big play for that defense. Meglin, just even with his speed, could not get around to the outside.
Loss of 4 on the play, so second down and 14 to go. This time Meglin is split as a receiver left, tight end left. One back of the backfield for the quarterback, Eli Lavelle. He's going to hand off up the middle, picking his way across the 20-yard line. Falls at about the 21 or 22-yard line. Got back past the original line of scrimmage for a gain of maybe 5 on the play.
Yeah, good gain, but because of that first down loss, you're still looking at a third and about 8 yards.
A big play offensively for Wellington. That defense for Timnath trying to hold. Lavelle trots in from the sideline with the play.
Crowd getting excited here on this Timnath side.
There's a handoff straight up the middle, and hit down is Gearhard. Short of the first down. He's across the 25, but that's about it. Going to be about 4 yards short of a first down. And fourth down here for Wellington. It looks like they might be, going to bring the punting unit on.
Maybe there was that little thought that went across Coach People's mind, and he said, now let's punt it.
Riley Gearhard's a punter. And again, Timnath should get decent field position here.
Yeah, Eagles need to get another player on the field. Here he comes.
And the punt's away. This one is a good one. Receiver at the 35, hit down right there, smoked at the 35-yard line. But that's where Timnath will get the football with 3:32 left to go in this third quarter.
Boy, Wellington, great punt coverage. And Noah Castillo there on the tackle, and that was a great tackle.
And a penalty on the kick on the kicking team will back up. Give Timnath another extra 5 yards, the 41-yard line. So the Cubs right there with 3:32 to go in the third quarter. Start their drive. Looking to take a lead with a touchdown. Field goal would tie it. Jackson Craig jogs in for the sideline with the play, the quarterback. In that shotgun, Major back in the backfield with him. Receivers left and right with a tight end of the right side for the Cubs. Stands at his own 35 in that shotgun. Man in motion, gets that snap, going to flip it to that man in motion, turns a corner to the 40-yard line, trying to get outside, does 45 midfield, and run out of bounds about the 45-yard line of Wellington. That reverse worked again for Timnath. On the reverse, Ryan Waymire picks up a big first down.
Yeah, Waymire's been, I'm guessing he's their leading rusher at this point with the two reverse runs.
That's a good-looking player, wide receiver, and can run the football as well. They're going to mark him at the 47-yard line of Wellington. First down and 10 for the Cubs. Jackson Craig, the senior quarterback, in that shotgun, gets that low snap, hands it off to Major again. He gets inside the 45, spins around, breaks a tackle, gets inside the 40. First down yardage close to gain of 9, perhaps 9.5 on first down.
You know, Jerry, we talked about big lines wearing the opponent down. You know, I think this quickness and the acceleration right now of the Cub offensive line is beating the defenders from Wellington off the snap.
A very good hold that time on the right side of that offensive line. Second down and short, second and one for the Cubs. They're at the Wellington 39-yard line. Gets that belt high snap, hands to Major, cuts the outside, breaks that tackle, hit down at about the 35-yard line. A lot of contact after the whistle, but no flag on the play. They'll give forward motion to him to about the 35, so that's good enough for a first down. Major warming up in this second half, the halfback.
Yeah, he really is. He's getting a little more space initially. And with his speed and the physicality that he brings as a running back has really come into effect right now in this third quarter.
2:15 left to go in this third quarter. 35-yard line of Wellington, the line of scrimmage for the Cubs. Gets a snap, hands to Major again, breaks a tackle. Major inside the 30, still on his feet and down about the 26-yard line. Good run on first down. Good forward momentum. Gets him about 9 yards on first down. Give him 8, so second down and 2, a long 2, we'll call it, for the Cubs. Line of scrimmage, the 28-yard line of Wellington. Jackson Craig looking over that defense. Wide receivers left and right. Gets that snap, hands to Major again on the inside. Major is hit down this time and pushed back. Got ahead to about the 25-yard line, close to a first down. He might be short by about a yard.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a third and about 2 feet. And let's get it to Micah and Kyle for a quick score.
Yeah, guys, Ray Patterson, high-scoring affair, 35-14 now. Loveland leads Thompson Valley. Jackson Gebhardt with 3 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing in the game for the Red Wolves.
Jackson Gebhardt, good-looking senior quarterback.
Boy, he was impressive last week as well.
Third and one for Timnath. Man in motion. Again, that is Waymire. Gets a snap. Craig going to hand off to Major. Got some room this time. 25-yard line. Puts his head down and drives ahead about the 16-yard line. A flag on the play. A late flag coming in, but for now, a first down for Timnath. Looks like it's going to be against Timnath. They're walking backward.
Personal foul. Blindside block. Offense, number 14, 15-yard penalty.
Jackson Barker, the guilty party on the block, a receiver. Got to put the ball back at the 32-yard line of Wellington, so make it third down and 7 to go.
Yes, the way they've been moving the ball, very manageable, especially now. They're in four-down territory.
I think so, too. Yep. Big play, third and 7. Major in the backfield again with his quarterback, Jackson Craig. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Gets that snap, drops straight back under pressure. Floats it right side, dropped by Major at the 32-yard line. He was open and had room on that right side, but he dropped the football. 4
yeah,
down.
Definitely would have been a first down. Great call by the Cubs as that pursuit came in quickly. And Jackson Craig... What do we have here now?
A penalty against Wellington. I didn't hear what it was, Bruce, but it's a first down, automatic first down.
Roughing the passer on a screen pass.
Yeah, flag back at the 38-yard line. big break for Timnath. Let's see if they can take advantage. They're going to put the ball at the 17-yard line of Wellington. So first down and 10 for the Cubs. 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Craig gets that handoff to Major. He's going to follow his blocker, breaks the tackle, and gets inside the 15, about the 13-yard line. Pickup of maybe 5 on first down.
It's probably going to lead us to the end of the quarter. We have a good one going, 20-17.
I'll give him 4 on that. So second down and 6 after this third quarter ends, I believe, 10 seconds to go in this third quarter. I think Bruce is right. Probably will be that last play we saw the last of the quarter. They break huddle, but Timnath will not run a play, and we are done with three quarters of play. Got a great football game. Stay with us. We'll come back for the fourth quarter after this timeout. Wellington leading Timnath 20-17. This is Preps Football on KFKA. Got a heck of a ball game. Start the fourth quarter with Wellington leading Timnath 20-17. And Timnath driving here. They got the football on the 14-yard line of Wellington. Second down and about 6 yards to go for the Cubs. Craig in the shotgun. Man in motion right to left. Gets that snap. Going to hand it off on the reverse to the 20-yard line. The 15, the 10, 5. Breaks a tackle. Lost the
fumbles
football.
Fumbles the ball.
Out of bounds. And that was, again, I think, Ryan Waymeyer. It was him on the reverse. He lost the football about the 1 yard line. I think the Cubs keep it.
That should have been a safety, or I mean a touchback, Jerry. And is that the call? Did he crossed the line? He crossed the end zone, in the end zone? Yeah. Yeah, I think that ball went to the end zone, fumbled, which would create a touchback.
Oh, my.
But now there's the holding call. So
puts it back at the 20-yard line. So second down and 13. Second and 13 for Timnath. What a crazy play. Man in motion left to right. Craig gets that snap. Going to hand to Major. Major hit from behind about the 20-yard line. May have gotten to the 20, and that's about it. Good stop by Wellington. Third down and long.
You know, Wellington on that side, they're saying, hey, should have been our ball at the 20-yard line. But now their defense has to, you know, get another stop. Timnath, on the other hand, feels like they just lost possibly a great opportunity, not securing the football. Crazy play.
Yeah, it was. Third down and 13 to go. Clock is running in the fourth quarter, 10:50 left to go. Two receivers left and two to the right. Just the quarterback of the backfield. That's Jackson Craig. Gets a snap about letter high. Steps up in the pocket. He's chased out of the pocket now. Throws downfield and throws it away.
To who?
I don't know if there's anybody in the vicinity of that. That could be intentional grounding, but it's going to be fourth down instead for Timnath.
So we're going to see number 30 trot onto the field. Yes, we are. He's already out there.
Carter Morris will try a field goal of 38 yards, 37 yards to make it exact. He's got the leg for it. We have seen that in this game. Freshman kicker trying to tie it up. Snap is good. Kick is on the way, and it is beautiful. Right through the middle. That is impressive.
No doubter on that.
Carter Morris with a 37-yard field goal, and then some for Carter Morris. Ties the ball game at 20 with 10:31 to go. He might get some votes for our MVP tonight. He keeps his stuff up, Bruce. That was impressive.
You know, if he kicks the winning field goal, Jerry, yeah. He's the player of the game.
Yeah, exactly. So, great ball game. 10:31, like we thought it was going to be. 10:30 left to go in this contest, and a tie at 20. Now coming up, big possession here, Bruce, for Wellington. See what they can do after two scores in a row by Timnath.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more, Jerry. They just have not produced anything offensively this half.
Morris will kick off from his 40-yard line, and Wellington likes to send three players deep, and they've got that, all three standing about the 15-yard line.
And all three speedsters.
Yeah.
What they have to do is have a clean return. Last time they had a very impressive return, but an illegal block brought the play back.
Brayton Meglin, one of those three men deep. Here's the approach by Morris and the kick, and Meglin's going to field this one. He's going to take it at about the 2-yard line. Out the 10, the 15, turns to his left.
Fumble!
We'll see who's got it. Ball popped out. I think that Wellington held on. Wellington keeps the football. They dodge a bullet right there. They'll get it first and 10 at their own 17-yard line.
Boy, is that ever a dodge of the bullet. Ooh. Meglin again fumbled earlier in the game after an impressive run.
An injured player for Timnath as well here. And now to his feet, walking off this near sideline.
Well, that gives both teams somewhat of a little chance to catch their breath. Coach Peoples has their guys huddled up on their sideline.
Going to mark the football at the 20-yard line. So first and 10 there for Wellington. Trying to break this tie, which is at 20 in this fourth quarter. Eli Lavelle breaks the huddle. He's been under center all night, and his counterpart, Craig, has been in the shotgun all night. Flag on the play.
That's coming from the back, Judge. That can't be a delay of the game.
No penalty. Referee picks up the yellow flag, and we'll try this again.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You wonder what might be behind that. There we go. First down and 10, the 20-yard line for Wellington. Lavelle's got two in the backfield with him. He's going to hand the ball off on the inside, breaking a tackle across the 20-yard line. Good momentum out to about the 24 for the back. On first down, a gain of about four. Second down and 6.
Yeah, that's one of the more productive plays the Eagles have had this half on first down.
Carry by Brayton Meglin. So second and 6, the 24-yard line. Their own 24, the Eagles. And we got three backs in the backfield, all bunched up. Here's a quick pitch to the right side. This one goes to Kisner. He breaks a tackle. Kisner has got first down yardage out to about the 35-yard line. That'll be a first down. Meglin, I'm sorry, on the carry. First down for the Eagles. They need a sustained drive here in this fourth quarter.
It's like they reestablished that running game a little bit on this series.
Got the football at their own 33. First down and 10. Kisner now in the backfield behind his quarterback, Lavelle. Got a man in motion. That is Kisner. Going to pitch it to Kisner. Fumbles the football. Pitch it back up at the 30-yard line. Hits it at the 35 and almost to the 40-yard line. That could have been disastrous, but the ball bounced back to him, and he ends up picking up about 3 yards.
And, Jerry, that's an advantage of playing on turf.
Yeah.
You get that true hop sometimes on a drop ball, and that just came right back to Kisner. And not only does he recover it, he gets 5 yards on the play as well.
Second and 5 as the line of scrimmage, the 37-yard line. Here's a handoff left side. I believe that's Gearhart in a pile of defenders and offensive linemen. Got his way ahead maybe 3 yards. So it's going to be third down and short. Third down, about one to go for the Eagles.
Up to the 42-yard line, brought down by Gonzalez. Third and 1.
42-yard line for Wellington. Third and 1. High formation beyond the quarterback. Here's a pitch to Meglin. Meglin trying the left side of that offensive line. He's still on his feet, still moving his feet. And there's still no whistle. And finally there is. I think he got the first down to about the 45-yard line.
Just a little quick toss. And Meglin runs it almost like a quarterback sneak on that from that running back position.
It is a first down at the 45-yard line. Clock is running, 7:55 to go in the game. A tie at 20. Eli Lavelle breaks his huddle, sets up under center at the 45. Crouches down, gets his snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle. Got to keep the ball. Rolls to the right side, looking downfield. Lavelle flushed out of pocket, then he's sacked back at the 38-yard line.
That's just a big loss. I'd like to have seen Lavelle just, throw it into the ground near a receiver on that to avoid the big loss, but he did not.
Jackson Barker, one of the linebackers, got in the backfield and threw him down. That's a loss of 7 on the play.
Jackson Barker, another one of those very impressive players for the Cubs.
Second down and 17 for the Eagles. Going back in the backfield, Gearhart this time behind his quarterback, Lavelle. Receivers left and right. Lavelle gets that snap, drops straight back, a short drop, floats it left side, underthrown and incomplete. Nearly intercepted. The ball might have slipped out of his hands. Lands about the 40-yard line of Timbuktu.
You mentioned Jackson Barker on that previous play, Jerry. A little interesting note for Jackson. His brother, JB, plays. He's the center for the Metro State basketball team. Be a sophomore this year for them. 7-footer. Wow. And he's going to get a lot of play, I think, for the Roadrunners during his career.
Third down and long. Third down and 17 for the Eagles. Big play offensively. Man in motion left to right. Straight drop for Lavelle. Looking left again. Floats that left side. You got a receiver downfield, and it is incomplete. Knocked out of the hands of the intended receiver about the 32-yard line of Timnath. Good pursuit defensively. Fourth down and long for the Eagles.
Well, that pass play of a loss of 7 yards really affected, you know, the call play of the Eagles, and Timnath takes great advantage and great coverage on two consecutive pass plays.
Punt situation, so a punt here for the Eagles. Got a man down, injured player about the 36-yard line of Timnath, so we'll hold on before we punt this. But gets football punted away. Gearhart is the punter standing at his own 25-yard line. This could be a cramp as well for a Timnath player.
Timnath football would like to recognize the following sponsor.
Mark Kate Pointer is the man coming off the field.
At Dominic's Bistro Line Bar, please thank Wildflower Integrative and Functional Medicine.
Caden, terrific shortstop for the Cubs baseball team.
Receiver standing back about the 25-yard line for Timnath. Gearhart standing at his own 25. Clean snap, gets that punt away, and a good punt. And a fair catch taken at about the 26-yard line of Timnath. That's where they'll start, first down and 10, with a game tied, 6:33 left to go in the contest.
Well, here we go, Jerry. As you said, 6:33 left, and now time, it's not really a factor, but a long drive makes the clock a factor.
Yep. A 27-yard line of scrimmage. Timnath looking much better offensively in this second half. They'll get Jackson Craig in that shotgun. Major back there with him in that backfield. Major's had a good second half. Man in motion. And a flip on the handoff goes to Waymire. Waymire trying to cut back inside, but he's hit down at about the 28-yard line or so. Just a gain of a couple on the play. Again, that reverse, but not much room that time.
Yeah, now you wonder if you're setting up maybe a pitch to Waymire, and he reverses it, you know, to someone. It's all in the playbook, I think, for Coach Jason Robinson.
They face second and 8 at the 28-yard line. Two receivers are right. There's one to the left for the Cubs. Craig gets that snap. Craig hands off to Major again. Major gets across the 35-yard line to the 40 and into enemy, near enemy territory, just shy of the 42-yard line, but good enough for a first down for the Cubs.
Mekhi Major, I think a few of the Eagles thought they had him stopped, and he just keeps going with another burst for a great run to get it to the 39-yard line, or the 41-yard line.
I'm going to say his knee went down to 41, so that's where Timnath has it, first down and 10. Clock is running, 5.5 left to go in the game. Receivers are 2 right, 1 left. Jackson Craig standing his own 35. Rolls to his left side, looking downfield, flings the ball downfield. It is caught at the 45-yard line of Wellington. That's good for a first down. A perfect pass and a catch on the near side. Great reception by Owen Washburn. First down and 10, Timnath.
You know, intermediate pass, they've been going deep, and they send him across, and a great read by Jackson Craig on that play.
He was running against the grain, so had to kind of turn back against his body and fling that one, but it's a great pass.
He's been very impressive as well, Jerry.
I agree. Back in that shotgun, standing in midfield. Ball at the 44 of Wellington. Gets that snap, hands to Major again. Major is caught from behind and hit down about the 46-yard line. Maybe got back the line of scrimmage. May have lost a yard, in fact, on the play he did.
Yeah, they go to the short side of the field looking for Major to try to cut it up, and that pursuit by the Eagles just didn't allow him to do that on that particular play.
Second down and 9. Second and long for the Cubs. 4:20 left to go in the game. Craig stands at midfield. Major next to him on his right. Gets that snap. Rolls to his right side. Looking downfield. Flings it back to Major. Catches this time at the 45, the 40. Got first down yardage, 35-yard line. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. Roughed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. That's good enough for a first down. Great execution of that play by the Cubs. They're in business.
Boy, I'm so impressed with Mekhi Major this half. Looked like he may get a short game, but he just turns it up. And the physicality that this kid has, starting to wear down some of those defenders on the Wellington side.
They'll mark at the 30-yard line. First down and 10 for Timnath. 4:04 left to go in the game. Jackson Craig in that shotgun, standing at the 35-yard line of Wellington. Gets a man in motion left to right. Gets that snap. Hands to Major again. Major puts his head down up the middle. Hit down about the 25-yard line. Good hard running for 5 on first down. Second and 5.
And, Jerry, now we are inside that 4-minute mark. That's somewhat like being inside the 2-minute mark in a collegiate or NFL game.
Going to give him 6 yards on first down. So-called second and 4 for Timnath. With 3:35, clock is running. A tie at 20. Getting close to field goal range for Carter Morris, that freshman kicker. Jackson Craig gets that snap. Going to hand to Major again. Major left side. Gets inside the 30. Picks his way to the 20-yard line. Still on his feet. Spins around. Is knocked down at about the 16-yard line. That is going to be close to a first down as well. It is a first down for Timnath. They are rolling on the ground. Game plan, hand the ball to Mekhi Major in this drive anyway.
You know, I would look for Wellington to start using some timeouts right now.
3 minutes to go with the clock running. Jackson Craig in that shotgun to his left this time is Mekhi Major. Switches around to his right side now. First down and 10. Gets that snap. Hands to Major on the inside, handoff again. Major inside the 20, puts his head down about the 15-yard line. Going to give him 4 on first down. Second down, about 6 to go for Timnath, and a timeout is called by Wellington.
Timeout with 2:37 left in regulation.
Let's take a quick break. 2:37 left, as Bruce said. We're tied at 20, but Timnath is moving the football. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Find out why Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins and Loveland is called the best pizza place in the state. Locally owned and operated, Crazy Carl's not only produces the most delicious pizza and wings, they're constantly supporting the community. Whether it's serving up a delicious slice at CSU games or working with local preps teams, Crazy Carl's Pizza is everywhere. There's also no better place to watch football games this fall, as they have Sunday Ticket and 30-plus college games showing on tons of TVs. The best pizza, the best football watching environment, and simply the best at what they do. Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins and Loveland.
Good morning, NoCo.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
2 minutes, 37 seconds to go in our A1 Organics game of the week. Timnath and Wellington tied at 20, but Timnath moving the football. They've got second down and about 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 16-yard line of Wellington. Knocking on the door are the Cubs. Craig gets that snap. Craig going to float the pass on the right side. It is caught about the 20-yard line. Breaking the tackle, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Timnath! Max Sipperly, I believe, was the man who caught that football.
Yes, it was Max.
His number's so hard to read, but he came in for Major on that play. Just a little swing past the right, and he scores.
Boy, talk about utilizing your roster. Major just barrels him the offense down the field, and then that little swing pass.
Yeah, Major kind of put his team on its back on this drive. They took him out, and they didn't need him for that little swing pass. As Sipperly scores his first touchdown of the season. We got 2:31 to go in the game. We'll see what Wellington might be able to do. For the moment, 26-20. Pending the extra point by Carter Morris. Snap is good. Kick is on the way, and this one is good. He has been impressive as Carter Morris gives his team a 7-point lead, 27-20, with 2:31 to go. We'll take a break. We'll see what Welling can do on offense when we come back. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Mario and Destiny Gomez are the owners of High Desert Irrigation and want to save farmers' backs across northern Colorado. Stop beating up your body with manual irrigation practices. High Desert Irrigation will get the Rankey center pivot on your farm that will save your back and save you money. When you get a Rankey center pivot on your farm, you save up to 60% in water usage. Get plans to get a Rankey center pivot on your farm by calling 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
The Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
From the radio booth here at PSD Stadium, Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick, on our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Our radio booth is brought to you by High Desert Irrigation. Call them at 970-353-1621. 2.5 to go in the game, 27-20. Timnath has the lead. They were down 20-7 at halftime. They come out on offense much more efficiently in this second half. Let's see if Wellington has one last drive in them. Carter Morris will kick it off from his 25. Again, three men are deep for Wellington, including a couple speedsters, Kisner and Meglin. He's taken at the 18-yard line, the 20, the 25, the 30. Cuts back up the middle to the 35-yard line, and that's it. That's where Wellington will start with 2:25 to go and down by a touchdown.
Boy, that Timnath sideline, they are fired up, and the pursuit on that kick return was evident.
Wellington's line of scrimmage at 35-yard line. Double tight end situation with the quarterback Lavelle under center. He is going to hand it on the inside. This one, Kisner. Kisner is hit once but breaks that tackle. Gets ahead about the 40-yard line on the left side of the offensive line. A gain of 4 on first down.
Hurry up offense for the Eagles.
They'll give him 5 on first down. Here's a handoff again. Inside handoff, Kisner again. Kisner finds his way out to the 45-yard line. Falls ahead, may have the first down, does. First down and 10 at the 45 for Wellington with 2:05 to go and a timeout.
You know, that's an interesting timeout to me too, Jerry, because moving the chain stops the clock momentarily, and in the hurry-up offense, you can pretty much get to that line of scrimmage without any time running off.
Reminder, our scoreboard is always brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your family safe on the road to all practices and games with Napa Auto Parts, locally owned, and now have 12 Napa locations across Northern Colorado. Napa wishes Northern Colorado prep athletes all the best of luck this season. So first down and 10 for Wellington at their own 45-yard line. Clock is stopped at 2:05 in the fourth quarter. Wellington on their first drive went right down the field, scored. Timnath scored another touchdown that first half and then came out in the second half and has scored three times. Here we go, first and 10. Lavelle hands off up the middle and a gain back to about the 49-yard line, maybe midfield. Gain of four on first down for Wellington. No huddle offense. Lavelle under center, 1:50 left to go. Gets that snap, going to roll off to his right side. Flicks the pass, he's got it. The near side to Gearhart. Gearhart's got room, 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds inside the 30 at about the 20.
Oh, and they keep the clock running, Jerry.
Did not get out of bounds.
They did not say he got out of bounds.
It is a first down.
A minute 40 on the clock.
And they'll spike it with 1:38 left to go in the game. Yeah, didn't get out of bounds. It stopped momentarily because of first down, but now the clock is stopped with 1:38. But Wellington in business. They're at the 28 line of Timnath.
Well, it would only be appropriate in this rivalry
if
we did go to overtime.
Yep, exactly.
The Cubs are saying, no, we're not going to. We don't want that right now.
Second and 10. Gearhart and the lone back of the backfield. Play action pass. Rolling left is Lavelle. He's got room off the left side. Going to throw it toward the end zone, and it is caught. It's a
What a pass. What a catch.
Brayton Meglin on the reception. A touchdown for Wellington with a minute 30 to go.
What do you do here, Jerry?
Yeah.
Are we lining up and going for two, or are we kicking it through?
That is a
They've
great question.
Missed the PAT earlier in the game. That has to be on their minds.
Minute 30 left to go. And I believe they're going to go for it. Going to go for the two-point conversion. Huge play coming up defensively and offensively. For the moment, 27-20. Timnath leads.
Oh, Timnath, are you going to call timeout here? Yes.
Timnath calls the timeout. We will stay right here. Always interesting to know what coaches are going to do in a situation like this. And for the moment anyway, it's Wellington going for 2 points. What do you think, Coach?
Well, I'm interested to see what the play call is, whether you get that little swing pass out there. They don't utilize the tight ends, you know, on the reception a lot. Or is it going to be a little misdirection to one of those quick running backs? Wow.
Yeah, it's a tough call. And we assume they're going to still go for two. They could certainly change their mind and go for the extra point. I like the swing pass idea. That's been a pretty good play for Wellington tonight. A good play for both of these teams.
You know, and I like the decision by Coach Peoples. There's a minute 30 on the clock. Is there time for the Cubs to come back? If you do take the lead, absolutely, there is. But after that previously missed extra point, I think this is the right call, right decision.
Got to go for two. Lavelle under center. Two backs in the backfield. Surveys the defense, bunched up the line of scrimmage. Play action pass. He rolls to his left side. Open man, Gearhart in the end zone. He's
out. Oh, they say he's out of bounds.
He caught it, but he was out of bounds. He was wide open, caught it, but not in bounds. No two-point conversion. Timnath holds the lead, 27-26.
And there was another receiver in the back of the end zone, another target, too.
You're right. Somebody was wide open, Bruce.
Oh,
I'm just looking
man.
At the replay. So 1:30 left to go in the game. A one-point lead for Timnath. Game certainly not over
yet. Here's
that
play again.
Wow, that was close. He was out of bounds, though. Good call by the official. So Wellington will kick off. Onside kick certainly a possibility here. That's what Timnath is thinking. They got
ten guys
up on the line.
That's what I love about high school sports still, too. You know, you can kick an onside kick.
Yep.
They've taken that away at the professional level.
And the kicker for Wellington is a good one, Izel Ruiz. We've seen a pretty good leg for him. Let's see what he can do with an onside kick if that is the call. You got one receiver back at the 15-yard line, and then everybody else up near the line for Timnath. Here comes the approach, and it's an onside kick. It bounces to a Timnath player. He falls on it at the 46-yard line. Timnath has it there with a minute 30 to go.
And with just one remaining timeout for the Eagles, Timnath should be in control.
Yep. And that second line of defense after that first line, and that's where the receiver caught the football and just fell. You don't want to try to advance that, just fall on that football, and that was done beautifully. So line of scrimmage, the 46, with one timeout for Wellington, 1:30 left to go in the game, and you would think that this Cub team will keep the football on the ground. And for the first time, it is Jackson Craig under center, gets a snap and puts his knee down. They'll lose a yard in the play. And Wellington have that timeout, Bruce? I thought they had one left.
I thought they had one.
They may not. Clock is still running.
They may
hold it.
Decide with just one.
So we'll lose a yard. Jackson Craig does back to the 44-yard line. First down, second down, and 11 to go for the Cubs. They're trying to take their time here. Take time off that clock. It's at 50 seconds now. Victory formation. Craig gets that snap. Gets it. Puts that knee down. Loses a yard again. The clock continues. 44 seconds to go. Third down and 14.
What a great crowd. It's a few people are leaving, but the majority of this Timnath crowd, they're holding out for that final gun as they want to see the celebration.
One more snap. One more knee. Fourth down, and Wellington does not have a timeout. Thought they had one. They do not. This is the ball game. 15 seconds left. Wellington cannot stop the clock. Timnath's going to hold on and win this 27-26. 10 seconds left. It's academic now, but the clock winds down. And there it is to zero, and that is the ball game.
The Box Elder Cup goes to the Cubs.
Oh, what a game. What a game, Bruce. You said it. I talked to you beforehand. You said this one is just a toss-up, and it was a great ball game. This great rivalry has happened already, and it certainly did not stop tonight.
No, it really hasn't. You know, this is just what high school sports to me are all about, just the excitement. The both towns show up immensely. Yep. Great crowd. We don't have numbers, but there's between 2,000 and 3,000 people here.
Yeah, very impressive. Yep.
And big plays, big calls, big non-calls, Jerry, throughout the contest. And as you're ready to call the two-point conversion, it's out of bounds.
Final score, 27-26. Timnath beats Wellington in this rival. We'll take a timeout. Our postgame show is brought to you by Alt Feed Mill. Comes up next. This is Preps Football on KFKA. We are in postgame brought to you by Alt Feed Mill. No matter the size of your operation, get your feed for your pigs, chickens, and cows at Alt Feed Mill. Call them at 970-834-2132. Great ball game here like we thought it would be. Won tonight by Timnath, 27-26 over Wellington. This rivalry did not disappoint tonight. Talk about the game first, Bruce, and I'll ask you about the player of the game.
Well, I'll tell you what, the running game of Wellington, it just showed up the first half, and it looked like they were well on their way to a game control. And then what does Timnath do coming out of halftime? Big momentum change play. A reverse to Ryan Waymire makes a great gain, and on the next play, they rush it in for a five-yard touchdown. And now you have suddenly a one-score game, and all the time in the back of our minds, Jerry, was that missed extra point.
Yeah.
early, and boy, did it come into play. But and then it seemed like after that momentum change, Mekhi Major just took the ball and rushed it and showed the physicality. And I think he really changed this game on how it was played the second half.
Can be our player of the game is Mekhi Major. It's brought to you by Clearwater Products. We certainly could talk about Ryan Wehmeyer being our player of the game. He had a great game tonight.
Yes.
I thought a very solid game called by Jackson Craig, the quarterback, as well.
Absolutely. I think any of those three guys could have been the player of the game. And Clearwater Products. Hey, want to thank Brody Hansen of Clearwater Products, man. This guy is a sports guy, you know, runs a great business, obviously. But his support, community support, and, of course, now our player of the game support, can't say enough about the Clearwater Product Hotline on Coach Speak. Yep. But thanks for that sponsorship as well. But as you said, Jerry, the three kind of guys could have been that player of the game. I just thought Mekhi Major, boy, he just got strong as the game went on.
Sure did. Great ball game. Glad you tuned in tonight, folks. We had a great time. Hope you did as well listening. Final score again, Timnath 27, Wellington 26. Stay with us. Kyle's got the scoreboard for you next. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Right now, markets and commodities look different, and that's an understatement. The more things change, the more Livestock Exchange stays committed to marketing your cattle to the top dollar. Livestock Exchange is so much more than just a sale barn. They have a hay sale the third Saturday every month, ensuring you have options on what to feed your cattle. They have a scholarship dedicated to help people continue their pursuit of a career in the agriculture industry. For a full list of sales or to watch the sales online, go to livestockexchange.org.
You've heard us talk about Napa Auto Parts here for years, and the Napa commitment to the local community continues. Hi, I'm Coach Bruce Dick, host of Coach Speak. With 12 convenient locations, Napa has everything you need for your vehicle and your tailgate rig. From batteries to headlights and from interior liners to cleaning products, remember Napa Auto. Keep your families on the road to practices and games safely with Napa products. Good luck to all our Northern Colorado prep athletes. We're rooting for you. Swing into Eaton A&W for great food from a great small town supporter of Northern Colorado athletics. Eaton A&W serves up the classics, from the bacon cheeseburgers and the mouthwatering cheese curds to the ice-cold, freshly brewed root beer poured into a frosty mug. And every Tuesday, it's Papa Tuesday. Grab that legendary Papa Burger combo for just $5.99. Great flavors, friendly faces, and a place the whole community loves. Eaton A&W, stop in today.
Hey everyone, it's Tanner Schwent here with Good Morning NOCO. I'm here with Doug O'Connell from Futurity First Insurance Group. Doug, when it comes to my financial future, I have the benefit of time, but I talk to so many people who don't have the advantage of time and yet still don't have a retirement plan. Why is that?
Tanner, you're right. I hear from people all the time that they are nervous, they don't have anything mapped out, so they avoid it. And avoidance is not a retirement plan. No matter what your financial situation is, there are options for you. The point I want to hammer home, Tanner, is that we have to start with a conversation, and then we can find a plan that best fits your situation.
A conversation has never hurt anyone. Doug, it's my understanding that right now you're offering a free review on our listeners' plan, a second opinion, if you will.
That's right, Tanner. All your listeners have to do is call me at 970-302-8980. Again, that's 970-302-8980.
Thank you, Doug. Doug O'Connell with Futurity First Insurance Group.
Colorado weather can be a fickle mistress. One moment it's raining, the next moment the sun's out. Oh, look, there's a snowstorm. And now the sun's back out to melt it all away. Avoid the surprises and hear all about the weather with me, meteorologist Cody Wilson of Denver and Front Range Weather. I'll get you the what, where, and when of Northern Colorado's weather on Good Morning NOCO, Mondays at 9:30. And check out my podcast, Cody the Weather Guy, available each Monday on 1310KFKA.com.
Start your day with Good Morning NOCO with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310KFKA.
Back to the Aloe Fiber Studios as the all-female postgame show rolls on. The Timnath Cubs break the 15-game winning streak of the Wellington Eagles in exciting fashion as they hang on, actually come back and then hang on to win 27-26 after a Wellington go-ahead two-point conversion attempt is ruled out of bounds on a complete pass into the end zone. But if you were listening to the game, you heard Jerry and Bruce, they both said, yeah, he was clearly out of bounds. So tough break for Wellington, but Timnath gets their first win. First time they get the Box Elder Trophy for the Timnath Cubs. We're going to look at all the finals, and then we're going to get into our second segment. That's where we're going to hit our play of the game, as well as get our stat studs of the week, because we did not get those in football in NOCO. So we'll hit our stat studs of the week from last week. All of that to come. We also have reached out to the head coach of the Timnath Cubs, and we'll see if we can get Coach Robinson on to the post-game show. We'll see if we hear back from him. And try to get him on there as well. Scores as we have them. Remember, early start tonight, so we aren't going to have a lot of your finals, but we do have some pretty good updates for you along the way. We'll start in the 1AC. Wiggins had a 25-7 halftime lead against Flatirons Academy. It was 25-20 last I knew. Shout out Michael Forche for the scoreboard update there from Wiggins. Brian, Holyoke and Byers, we do not have a score from that game. Denver Christian and Highland, a couple of teams without a loss so far this season. The Thunder leads the Huskies 14-13 in the third quarter there. Highland had a PAT block. That's where they're short a point, thanks to Jimmy Phillips for the score from that contest. Strasburg all over the Dayspring Christian Eagles. They lead them 47-13. Jump up to 2A. We finally have our final from Eaton and Kent Denver. Reds improved to 2-1 on the season as they roll Kent Denver 40-0 today. Classical Academy leads Resurrection Christian 17-6. The last update we have, we got that basically at halftime of our game, but I haven't seen any movement on that score in the two places I've been able to find it. The Platte Valley Broncos on a roll to start their season. They're going to go to 3-0 comfortably. They lead the Sterling Tigers 44-6 on the road tonight. They have touchdowns, two of them from Mason Hunt. Jackson Bauer found the end zone, as has Caden Tucker tonight for Platte Valley. Final from last night, Weld Central picks up their first dub of the season. They win 53-6, and we have a Saturday game in this 2A. Kind of, this is my missed schools tab on my Excel sheet that keeps track of these scores for me. Fort Lepton and Prospect Ridge will play tomorrow. Blue Devils are 1-2. Miners are 0-3 on the season. Prairie and Briggsdale, no score in the six-man ranks from them. Also looking for a score from Marino and Estes Park. Neither one of those teams have a score. Just got a Wiggins up. We'll get that to you before we get out of this segment. Again, if you have either of those six-man scores, would love if you'd pass them along to us. Text line is 888-530-0043. Back to the scores. We'll jump up to 3A, and we will check in on Frederick and Silver Creek. Low-scoring affair, 9-9 is the tie in that game from last report. Meade and Lutheran, the number 4-ranked Mavericks, trail the number 10-ranked Ryans 7-0. Still do not have a score from Northridge and Fort Morgan. Been trying to track down the Grizzlies all night with no luck, but see if we can get that one before we get out of here as well. Greeley West leads Greeley Central 12-0 at District 6. Spartans looking for their second win of the season. They have two rushing touchdowns from Jax Lamb, both of them long breakers as he scampered in from 45 and 40 yards respectively to give Greeley West that 12-0 lead. Jump up to the 4A Northern. We had one final last night. That was Pooter rolling Boulder 52-14 as the Impalas outdo the Panthers. They're 2-1 on the season. Roosevelt looking to send the Wizards of Windsor. I don't know why I keep calling them Wizards instead of Windsor, but I've screwed up three times tonight. So I'm not going to fix it now, it don't look like. But anyways, looking to send Windsor to an 0-3 start to their season. Roosevelt leads it 27-7. Eli Yakowick with a couple of touchdown runs, 5 yards and 2 runs. And then Devontae Fantana with 2 touchdown receptions in the game as well. Windsor got their lone touchdown on a Robert Trotter 1 yard run. In Longmont tonight, Sand Creek leads the Trojans 28-0. And at Ray Patterson, it is the Red Wolves 35, and the Thompson Valley Eagles 14. Jax Gebhardt has had his hand in all five touchdowns for the Loveland Red Wolves. He has three rushing from 42, 20, and 7 yards. He's also cashed in to Cash Villanueva twice, once from 32 yards out and once from 4 yards out. Scoring plays for Thompson Valley have Jace Urutuya, a 13-yard run for their first touchdown. Then Finley Lucas able to connect with Landon Waters for a 56-yard touchdown. But again, Loveland leads Thompson Valley 35-14. Get into 5A. Those are all finals left over from last night. Cherry Creek Trail beats Rocky Mountain, 31-7. Broomfield outdoes the Erie Tigers 29-7. And a Fairview high-scoring affair over Montbello 56-34. Fossil Ridge tries to come back on Monarch, but the Coyotes too much in the end. They win it 44-37. Get you one more update on that Wiggins and the Wiggins game, and if I open the right Snapchat, I'll have an answer for you. 32-27, Wiggins has the lead, so trying to hang on are the Tigers in a good back and forth. Flatirons had a big second half. It was 25-7 at the break, so a big second half, much like we've seen in our A1 Organics game of the week here. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will get you our play of the game. It was an exciting one. You'll want to hear that. We'll get you our stat standouts from the previous streak that we missed in our pregame show, and we'll give Coach Robinson a few more minutes here. Maybe he'll give us a call as well. We'll try all that for you and more when we return here to the Aloe Fiber Studios. This is the All Female Postgame Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Coach Speak, weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Life as a teen mom isn't easy, and right now it's harder than ever. 97% of teen moms served by Hope House Northern Colorado rely on state assistance to meet basic needs. Teen moms are struggling with food, childcare, housing, transportation, and mental health. Your support helps teen moms work toward self-sufficiency through education, career support, and parenting programs. Find out how to give, volunteer, or donate your car at HopeHouseNorthernCo.org to help empower teen moms right here in our community.
Good morning, NoCo.
They've decided, no, we will not be asking residents to raise taxes come November.
Well, is it any surprise that if you're to ask somebody, can we raise your taxes and have you pay more, what their response is going to be?
But I think there's a sense of people saying, we're good for a while. You keep coming to us asking us about this and asking us about this. Stop taking more of our money out of our pockets.
Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I have a friend, about 50, had a bad accident and couldn't go back to work. If you're between the ages of 49 and 63 and can't go back to your job because of a physical or mental disability, Social Security could pay you as much as $3,800 a month. If you or a family member is unable to work because of a disability, call the Social Security Disability Helpline. Our team will give you a free case review and explain to you how much money you're entitled to. And you won't pay anything unless we get you benefits. See if you or a family member is entitled to close to $45,000 a year in Social Security disability funds. Remember, this is not something for people over the age of 65. If you're under 65 and can't work, call now.
800-761-5181. 800-761-5181. That's 800-761-5181.
The Bright Futures Scholarship has helped more than 6,215 local students go to college. I'm one of them. Hi, I'm Tanner Schwint, co-host of Good Morning NoCo. Did you know that Bright Futures has invested more than $29 million into Weld County students? That's investing in the students who will work, lead, and build the future of Weld County. I'm inviting you to join me Saturday, October 10th at the Doubletree in Greeley for Shine On. Shine On is a gala benefiting Bright Futures. It's an evening of bringing our community together to celebrate local students and help these students pursue college, technical education, certifications, and other career pathways. Bright Futures helped me become a first-generation college graduate, and this is why I urge you to get tickets for Shine On October 10th. Get tickets online at weldtrust.org/events/gala or visit the homepage of 1310kfka.com. Invest in the future leaders of our community today.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All-female postgame show rolls on. Our final tonight out at the field with Jerry and Bruce has the Timnath Cubs snapping the 15-game win streak of the defending state champion Wellington Eagles with a 27-26 come-from-behind hold-on victory. I don't know if those two things go together, but that's kind of how it went as they win it 27-26. I promise you our play of the game. We'll get that to you in a moment. We do have a couple of score updates to pass along that we got during the break. 32-27, Wiggins leads Flatirons Academy. Also, the Highland Huskies in trouble at home against Denver Christian tonight. That score is now 22-13, so a 9-point game in the fourth quarter between Denver Christian and Highland. Update from District 6 as well. Greeley West leads Greeley Central now 18-8. Jax Lamb cashed in his third touchdown of the night. He scored from 45-40 and then had an easy one-yarder for his third score of the night. Did not get information on who scored for Greeley Central, but the Wildcats on the board with a two-point conversion. Good. They trail Greeley West 18-8. Time to get to our play of the game, and it was the winning touchdown, Jackson Craig to Max Sipperly. Here it is.
Second and 10. Gearhart and the lone back in the backfield. Play action pass. Rolling left is Lavelle. He's got room off the left side. Going to throw it toward the end zone, and it is... It's a
What a pass, what a catch.
Brayton Meglin on the reception, a touchdown for Wellington with a minute 30 to go.
There it is, our play of the game as Timnath beats Wellington 27-26. Eagles tried to come back in the end, but they can't convert the two-point conversion. And then Timnath able to fall on the onside kick to preserve the victory. Then they get to go into everybody's favorite formation, kneel on it three times, and shut out the lights in Timnath tonight. Cubs get their first victory in the Box Elder Cup game as they win it 27-26. I promised you our stat studs of the week from week two. Those usually happen during football night in NoCo, but I did not prepare very well and did not realize that I only had an hour instead of an hour and a half. So I did not get those to you. So we're going to pass those along to you real quick. We're going to hit a few smaller schools, and then we have actually four players from the smaller schools and two players from the bigger schools. So we'll start with Hawkins Flanagan from Dayspring Christian. He was 5 of 8 for 63 yards and a passing TD. He also rushed it 10 times for 125 yards and two touchdowns, one of those from 42 yards out. His teammate Liam Polk also had a nice day. He had 9 total tackles, 3 sacks, and recovered a fumble. We actually have a pair of teammates coming up next, as well as Dominic Martinez, the junior from Fort Lupton, credited with 18 total tackles in the game, including 5 tackles for loss. 2 of those TFLs were sacks. And then Dante Lennox, the junior receiver for Fort Lupton. How about this, Mike? He catches the ball 3 times for 117 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also took a punt return to the house from 90 yards for the Blue Devils. So a big week last week for Dante Lennox from the Fort Lupton Blue Devils. For Fossil Ridge, it was Gavin Zanatelli. He had 6 catches for right at 100 yards, 4 touchdowns. His longest of the night was 38 yards. He also tacked on 28 kick return yards as the Sabercats got a 48-0 blowout win. And finally, our last stat standout from week two, it was Mason Mallory, the junior from Roosevelt. He's 20 for 25, 241 yards, 3 touchdowns, 80% completion rateage for Mason Mallory. Those are our week two standout studs of the week. We gave Coach Jason Robinson about as much time as we have. We have not heard back from him, so maybe Coach, I'm sure we'll get him on next week on Coach Speak and get his reaction to this game. But what a game it was tonight. It looked like it was going to be all Wellington at halftime. I remember right, it was 20-7 at the intermission, and it seemed like the Eagles were rolling minus a couple of fumbles. But credit to Coach Robinson and his staff. They made some halftime adjustments. Felt like from our vantage point, just sitting here listening to the game, obviously we weren't at the stadium, but it felt like those adjustments were great. And it was all Timnath in the second half,
except for that late drive for the Wellington Eagles. They break the four-game losing streak to Wellington. They get their first ever win against Eagle. Wellington does the Timnath Cubs. That'll wrap us up here on the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. Of course, for our entire crew, including our pregame interview guests, Travis Peoples and Jason Robinson, thank them for joining us. For Jerry Schimmel and Bruce Dick, who are out at the field tonight, Micah Kilpatrick, as always, slaying it behind the glass, doing all the hard work to keep the three of us in line and making us sound the best that he possibly can. We appreciate his work as always. That'll wrap us up. We're going to go back to regular programming for about 22 minutes, then we'll turn it over to the Colorado Preps scoreboard show. Some fun ones tonight across the state of Colorado, including that big one with number two from 4A. That was Mountain Vista, and number two from 5A, Mountain Vista, number one from 4A, Montrose. We'll probably hear from the winning coach on that, so you're going to want to stick around for that for sure and catch all of that on the Colorado Preps scoreboard show. That wraps us up here at the Aloe Fiber Studios. Again, your final, Timnath 27, Wellington 26. Have a blessed weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you in 7 days right back here with Football Night in NoCo starting at 5 here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. And KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.